Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Network. Tonight is one of those crazy nights. But I think it has a lot to do with, after all, it's Friday the 13th. So really, I'm going to blame on that. Well, I have two interviews tonight. One with April Grandis. I'm probably saying her name wrong. From Let's Go Back in Time, she's on the Blocking Talk Network, and also I have Sean Blackmore You know, who played the one of her sexy song. But who makes my heart go boom, boom, boom every time he's on the TV. Okay, so, and we will get to a lot of stuff going on in daytime. I want to give everyone the fall sneak preview list tonight. So what's going to happen is I will bring April on for maybe a half an hour, and then we will be having the fall sneak preview discussion, and then Sean Blackmore will be here, and then we will close out the night with Carly Rance. I'm sure everyone is scared and thinking, oh, God, that's not good. That is really not good. But it's going to be good, people. So let me bring on April. Hey, April.
Hello. Hey, Carly. How you doing this evening?
Good. It's a good. I mean, I apologize. It's crazy. I mean, Sean, you know, let me know that he could do it at 8. And, you know, and so I had to switch you guys around. But that's okay. And so I thought we would talk for about a half an hour or whatever time you need about your upcoming shows, even though, you know, having on Friday nights, when I'm on Friday nights, very interesting. So tell everyone about your show, and I know you took a hiatus, and yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for letting me join you this evening. I've missed Blog Talk Radio more than I can say. Let's Go Back in Time for Youth is coming back on Monday at 7 o'clock. It will just be with me. The show name that I used, April G. Reviews, or my actual name is April Gutierrez. My two co-hosts formerly, Chanel Stark and Courtney Swift, have gone on to better and bigger things, and we wish him well and all of that. I will terribly miss doing what we did, but I love doing the show, and I'm going to continue on doing what I started out to do. It's coming back, and we have three shows scheduled this week. My first guest is Jeff Bradley. He is former film editor of Aaron Spelling. He's been on such shows as Dynasty, Charlie's Angels, Love Boat, Darcy and Hutch, and I'm very honored. He's also a friend and a business associate, and he's going to be talking about what it was like in the old days, you know, on Charlie's Angels and Love Boat and all of that. And then the following day, I have Bonnie Forward, the author, the famous soap author from the ins and outs of the soap world, and no one knows better than her. And then on Wednesday, I have Leona Cord from Old Dogs New Tricks, who will be joining me. Both of them will be for part two interviews. So I'm really excited to get back into the senior thing, and so thankful that you let me join your show tonight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so are you still doing you like EJ and Sammy? Like, will you be doing that too? Like, you, will you be doing your EJ and Sammy shows? Because...
Oh, hello, of course, yes. You know, it's going to be a little bit different every now and then. I'll be doing, you know, co-hosting, having co-hosts join me. Primarily, I'll be doing all the interviews solo. But I'm still going to, of course, hello, be doing, you know, all the soap interviews I can schedule, authors. We've got some musicians coming on, a former Angel baseball player. You know, it's pretty much going to be the same format. I don't know if you've ever heard my show spoken. Our mission is to bring a little bit of past time into present. And so pretty much we, you know, do prime time, authors, musicians. It's going to be the same format. It's a little bit different. But, yes, I'm in the jammy all the way. You know that, girl.
Well, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, you know, to be doing all that. I mean, you know, it will take a lot of time, I think. But, I think... You know, it's very, very interesting that, you know, to do a show like that. That's very creative. I think it's very creative and very good. And, you know, Yeah.
Well, I think that's the wonderful thing about Vox Hot is, you know, they have a lot of different shows pertaining soaps or prime time, but we all do it because we love to do it, but we all do it our own style and our own way. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. And why I'm so glad to be on your show is I think all shows should pop on each other's shows, you know? You pop on mine, I pop on yours, you pop on other ones. Just all the shows have something to bring to the fans. And, you know, it's a pleasure to get to do what you love to do. And, you know, I enjoy your show, and I know you've been on my show, and I love doing it. I know you love doing it, too. And I understand this is your first, is this your first show back for a while, or what?
What?
Is this your first show back for a while? Have you been off for a couple weeks?
Yeah, well, I took a kind of hiatus off for, you know, because the summertime really, you know, I just really wanted to relax this summer and everything. And, you know, so I did. I mean, you know, I needed the time off, and I took it. And, you know, I'm back in the fall. I mean, this is the fall. But I'm back in the fall, but, you know, I was just so tired every week having a show. And I love doing this, don't get me wrong, people, but it's this idea that every Friday night. So, really, I don't have a life Friday night.
I hear you there.
You know, I mean, it's great. And, you know, let me bring on my co-host, Ladies on Radio, if she wants to ask you any questions.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Hi, how are you? Hey, hold on a second. I'm actually at the drive-thru. Hi. I get one supreme pizza.
Okay, so that supreme pizza is
going to
be a 17.
It's going to
be a
10-minute
order,
though. That's okay. And then a PH2 combo.
Okay.
With,
You're making me hungry.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, guys. And then with
it's okay.
A Diet Pepsi.
Oh, April, your phone's been cutting in and out, by the way.
My phone's cutting in and out?
Yeah, it was when we were, like, talking about this to tell you.
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry. You got me at a bad time. I thought you were going to be talking for a while.
Is my phone cutting in and out or hers?
So are you glad to be back on air? I mean,
well,
I know you're not back on air yet. You come back.
Monday.
When did you come back on?
I come on this Monday, the 16th, at 7 p.m. And I start back doing two or three shows a week. I've been off air since June. I had to take some personal time off. Recently separated from my husband of 24 years, so I relocated to North Hollywood, and just taking time to get situated. And, you know, well, you know how it is when you're doing a show, a lot of promotion, a lot of work, and takes a lot of energy. And I just felt at that time I couldn't give everything I needed my full attention. I miss it terribly, and I'm very excited to get back on air. I have missed it more than I ever thought possible, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. But, you know, I agree with you. I needed some time off, you know, to get settled and readjusted, and now I'm raring to go, and I'm excited. Thank you for asking.
Well, I think that's great. Because I was wondering what happened to you, because, you know, I love retweeting your stuff when you had your show, and then I didn't see anything for a while, and I'm like, that is weird.
Yeah. You know, I had originally thought that I would be able to start back in July, but again, as I said, you know, due to personal difficulties and relocating and really just needed time out to think about what I wanted to do with the show. And there have been some changes in the format of the show. My co-hosts are no longer with me. They're wonderful, and I'm so proud of what we did and the time that we had together. But, you know, there are better things, and I wish them well. And I'm no longer with On Air Douglas Productions. I will be primarily doing the show alone, occasionally having guest co-hosts. My friend, who's my first guest, Jeff Bradley, will actually be helping me produce a show and do videos and stuff like that. But, you know, so I need some time to readjust and, you know, get the format going. And so you know how it is. You need time off to think. And, you know, sometimes you just need to take a break. And that's what I did, and I'm ready to go back.
Well, I think that's great. I mean, I think that is just, you know, really terrific. And, you know, and coming, you know, doing a show on Sunday night is a great idea. You know, starting back on a Sunday night, I think it's like the most perfect idea you've had, and I... In the state. I mean, come Sunday night, I'm catching up on all my prime time and my soaps because I don't always watch it during the week. But,
right.
You know.
Right. Well, actually, my show's coming back Monday night, September 16th at 7. And then I have shows scheduled for this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm going to be hoping to do 2 to 3 shows a week to start out with. And then I have a new show that's coming out September 27th called Into the Night. And I'm going to do a show every Friday night after yours. It'll be on 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. To 12. And we're going to be, it's kind of more retro, kind of a whole different format than Let's Go Back in Time to use. It's more music, people from all aspects of the industry, kind of a new late night talk show that I'm excited about. So I'm actually going to be having 2 shows, Into the Night, which will only be a weekly late night show, and then I'll do Let's Go Back in Time for you 2 to 3 nights a week during the week. So it's going to be a busy gal.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I mean, I'm staying with the soaps prime time, but I'm going to do a lot of more country music things on the show, too, because I love country music, and I really want to start interviewing more country music stars because I think they are great, and, you know, I mean, my dream is to, you know, interview Luke Bryan, so if Luke Bryan listening, come on my show.
Well, we'll give him a shout-out, that's for sure. And I think that's the wonderful thing about having a show is that you can ask anybody you want, whether it's a musician or prime time or soap. You know, it's an open, wide format to where I believe you'll do it, girl. I mean, if you like country music, and you'll get them on.
That is very true. And, you know, but I hope you don't wear yourself out. Going 3 days a week, you know, that is just, you know, I did my program 3 days a week, and I just had to go one because it was just, you know, I thought I was doing blog talk in my, you know, in my dream, so, yeah.
Oh, I hear you there. I think a lot of people don't realize how much preparation goes into a show between promoting and booking. You know, I love every aspect of it. I look forward to it. And there'll be a minimum of 2 to 3 shows a week. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. Just going to take it one day at a time. We want to do a lot of, since I've moved to North Hollywood, there's a lot of things I want to do with the show, public awareness. They have a great homeless problem in North Hollywood. And they need funding for breakfasts and lunches and dinners and clothes for these people. And I want to help set up a foundation to help raise money for the homeless in North Hollywood. But that's another area I'm going to go with the show, is trying to do some public awareness things. Living in North Hollywood, I've seen a lot of things. I've met so many people from all aspects of life who have actually ended up homeless. And they have churches that feed people and things like that. They need money to keep running. And that's one of the things I want to do with the show, is try and help the public community in any way that I can, because there's a need for it. And that's the wonderful thing about having a show, is you can use it for things that you'd like to do. And so that's one of the things I'm going to be doing with the show as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is so true, and, I just think that's, you know, really good. I mean, you know, a good base, though, that you guys are doing, and, oh, is Courtney calling in, or you co-host, so.
Who?
Remember Courtney?
Oh, yeah, of course I remember Courtney. Is she on the phone?
No, I was just wondering if she was going to call in, I will watch
no,
that for her earlier code.
I don't think so. Courtney is a wonderful girl, and she's no longer with my show anymore, so I don't think she'll be calling in this evening. She works for another show right now. I took some time off, and Courtney and Mel are very talented, and they moved on. They're on Top Soap, on air with that.
Oh,
they're no longer on my show. Huh?
Oh,
they're no longer on my show anymore.
That's too bad. Well, they thought my video is back on.
Hi, sorry you called me at a bad time. I didn't expect you to bring me on, so I'm sorry about
I
that.
I hope you're having a pizza delivered to California.
I'm waiting for my pizza, actually, at the drive-thru. It's one of those Taco Bell / Pizza Hut places, and they always take, like, a 10-minute wait for pizza, which is fine. Whatever. I'll wait.
Well,
cool.
Thank you for having me as a guest on your show. I appreciate it.
Do you have any questions for April?
Not really, but I wish you luck with your show, and I think it's great that you're going to come back and have all those special guests. So,
right? How long have you been co-hosting with Harley?
Oh God, like forever.
I know. I remember we were on a show when you did the reviewing of Days of Our Lives, whatever. You guys, you make a good team. Make a really good team.
We've been co-hosting for almost 4 years. Harley's been co-hosting with me almost as long as I've had my show. So.
Wow.
Yeah. We are trouble together. So you know. Yeah. Oh, and you guys, next month will be my full month anniversary of doing my show on the 27th. Do I have any special guests planned? Not in this moment, but this is Carly, and you know, I can get anyone. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm working on to get special guests. And then on the 20th, Sean Kanan, AJ Quartermain, the sexy AJ Quartermain, who's in jail right now, will be on my show. So for all the AJ and Liz fans out there, that one, you know, AJ would beat the crap out of Nick Cohen.
Oh, for sure. So what's been going on in Days of Our Lives? What do you think of it? EJ on Days of Our Lives. What do you think about that?
I haven't watched all this week, but for me, I'm enjoying Liz and AJ, so, you know, I crossed over to the dark side. I mean, don't get me wrong, people, I still love Jason and Liz. But it came to a point with me that, you know, my little Stevie is on Young and the Restless. You know, his storyline is exploding right now. And and exploding it is. And so, you know, for me, you know, I'm enjoying Liz and, you know, AJ. I'm enjoying General Hospital again.
Oh, yeah.
April, you
I'm
need to start watching.
I love
DH2. Yeah, and April, you need to stop watching Days, because right now it's getting so good with Sammy and EJ and the whole Dale thing. And
I know.
Allison Sweeney is
he's the bomb. There's no one better.
Doing out the bad talk.
she's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, for years we waited, and I'll tell you, I think it was worth the wait, because I'll tell you, they're dynamic together, in my opinion, you know. And I'm also loving, I'm a new Wildcat fan. I love Race and Gate, you know. I'm excited to hopefully be seeing more of them in the future. Do you like, are you a Wildcat? Do you like Race?
Well, that's good. So just because we have like 5 minutes left of your interview, because, you know, I want to make sure to do some daytime recaps and everything before, you know, song comes, because really I don't want to be on air all night, because if I'm on air all night, I will lose my voice, and then... So is there anything else you need to tell everyone, you know, give people your Twitter name, and...
Yeah. I think about it. I wanted to say thank you to everyone for the support during my time off, and I've gotten wonderful emails and inboxes, and, you know, it makes doing what I love to do an honor, and I think every guest that I get, it's such a privilege to be able to do what you love to do, and people listen to it. And I'm so grateful and thankful. And I'm also want to acknowledge my former co-hosts and thank them publicly for the help of the time we shared during Let's Go Back in Time for You. It was a short run, but it was wonderful. And I wish them nothing but the best. And on their recovery, it's still a wonderful show. And, you know, everyone is, we all get along great. It's just, you know, I chose to take some time off. And when you're an interviewer, you need an interviewer. Interview. And Courtney and Jamel are the best, and so is Doug, and I wish them all the best. And I plan on calling into their shows, and I hope they'll call into mine. And, again, I thank you so much for the time. As a reminder, Let's Go Back in Time is coming back on Monday at 7 p.m. My first guest is film editor from Dynasty, The Love Boat, Darcy and Hutch, Charlie's and Angels. He's going to share with us a lot about what it was like to work during the 80s. And then Tuesday, we have Bonnie Ford at 5 p.m. And Wednesday, Leon Accord from Old Dogs New Tricks at 7 p.m. And just thank you, Carly, for letting me join you this evening. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And
I really appreciate
what
it.
What was I? And I'm too. Ladies on Radio, you know, would love to have you on his. To give any time.
Sure, I'd love to. Give me, tell her to inbox me on Facebook, and I'll be happy to come on if you like. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
No problem.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and and if you want to hang on the line for when song comes, if you have any questions for song blocking mode, just let me know.
Oh, I will. Actually, I have to be going because I have another engagement, but thank you very much, and I will truly listen to it because I'm excited to hear the interview. Thank you very much, Carly, for everything.
Okay,
I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And hey, make sure you call into my show on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you then. Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that was April from Let's Go Back in Time. So now, before the hunk and, you know, what I call the assassin, maybe I should come up with a better name for Tom before he comes here. I will be thinking of that because, you know, ladies on, you know how much I love Song Blackmore, right?
Yeah, I do know.
Like, I drive you crazy about Song and call me all the time, don't I?
Yes.
Because they fucked up. Okay, so I thought, because we don't have any callers by now, I'm going to let everyone know the fall season preview. Because I have time, and we do have My Little Pony in Crime, yay! I hope you don't mind me calling you my partner in crime, but really you are.
No, we are a partner in crime. You are my partner in crime.
So, you know. Okay, so do you need to know any fall season, what time in the fall season so is coming? Because I have a list. I got the TV guide, fall sneak preview. So if anyone needs to know when something's coming on, just ask Colin tonight.
Oh, I have my list. I looked it up the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, I hate the fall.
Why? Because
they always
the fall?
Like, because it always, you know, I'm, like, busy. Like, I have shows, like, every day, like, seven days a week.
Yeah. Oh, and you guys, we also have another call on the line. Colin, you're on the line.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, Callie.
How you doing?
Yay.
Hey.
So,
what's up?
So, Cecily, yeah, you're right, because it's crazy. I was looking at the schedule. Kim, we are talking about the fall preview, you know, the fall season. And I just want to say, Callie's fucked.
God, we'll have no time for anything, Callie.
Oh, no. Celia's not going to have any time for anything. Like,
oh, my God,
like,
Cecily.
I have my shows. No, you, like, have to understand, like, I, like, rush. I have a six-year-old. So, it's like I have to do this, and this before this time. And it's hilarious how I run around. Like, I have to do homework. I have to debate. I have to feed them. I have to do this. And it's like, okay, it's quiet time.
I know. Believe me,
I know,
understand. You're crazy. Well, we got day shows, we got night shows. I mean, you don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, Cecilia, yeah, do you have do you have a TiVo or a DVR? Because if you don't have that, you're fucked.
I know, but I have on demand. I have on demand, and I want my on demand.
Oh, okay.
And call for my on demand. Because I have Comcast, so Comcast has on demand, which I can go back and watch, and thank God for that, because I would like miss like half of my shows, or like shows that like I've just been busy and like didn't catch the last 2 weeks of it. I can catch up, or like there's a show on this summer called Graceland, and I missed like the first couple episodes, so I got to watch like the first 3 or 4 episodes, so I could be caught up with it. I wanted to see it, but I just was busy, and or just shows like that. And I love my on demand. I'm like, thank God for my on demand, because.
Well, then you can go on and watch when you feel like it, when you have time.
Yeah, exactly. Because usually, like, they go like for like 10 episodes, and then they erase like the first couple episodes, and then they add the new episodes on. But or they do like the first 6 episodes, and then sometimes they do like the whole season, like some shows.
But seasons are shorter now, because we were talking about that when years ago it used to be long. Now they're about 13 episodes.
Yes, I know.
I remember when I was younger, like a season would start in September and it would go through till the next May, like in the spring.
And we
yeah.
don't know.
Oh, like April or May, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long, long season. But now it's, like, quick. It's, like, 3 months, like 13 episode arcs, and then it's over. So they're much shorter. Mm-hmm. I guess that's good.
Except if they're, like, ABC, NBC, CBS. Usually they're, like, 20 episodes.
Oh, are those, like, 20? Okay, those
yeah.
are a little bit longer.
It's usually, like, the USA, Lifetime, you know, the, I don't even know what they're called. But those
yes.
kind of channels are, like, 13 episodes. I guess because just to see, you know, if they're interested. And
well, that's what they do. They start out with 13. And I know because I watched the reboot, the Dallas reboot, and they did the same thing. They started – no, they actually only started with 10 because they didn't know if that would go over. And
mm-hmm.
then when it did, I think last season they made –
12 or
13. 13, I think. Yes, exactly. And now, you know, now it'll be another 13. But, you know, they started a little bit less just in case that it's not a successful show. So, yeah,
right.
You're right. It's those stations seem to do that.
Yeah, like Graceland, it was like 13 episodes. And I know some of y'all watch ABC Family and the show on ABC Family.
I love that station,
But they do parts. seasons. Like, I call them mid-seasons because it's like they do the first half of, like, season one and then the second half in the summer, the winter, or whatever.
They do. So, then they break it up and then it's over and you have to wait till it comes back on. Yeah.
And I was like, no.
I watch a few of those on the end. You get frustrated because you say, oh, God, it was so great. Now you have to wait till it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good one, Switch to Birth. On the and they you know, the same thing. It was on, then it wasn't, then you had to wait till it came back. But yeah, they have a few good shows on that ABC Family.
I like the Fosters. Fosters is one of my favorite ones.
Oh, I love the Fosters.
Oh,
yes.
Like, oh my God.
That was an awesome show. I love it. I can't wait till it comes back.
Twitch is coming back.
It's coming back. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's
season two of Grace Flynn's coming back in the summer.
In the summer?
Grace Flynn.
No, I've never watched that.
It's a good show. It really is. It's a bunch of undercover cops, and they're daily, you know, busts and stuff, and then there's secrets, you know, within the house. And it was really on the edge of your seat every episode for 13 episodes. Like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like, I was like, oh, my God, having a heart attack over here.
Really?
And it was every episode. That's how, like, it was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Everyone was
like, it's a good show. It's, if it comes back on, or if you can get the marathon, or if you have Netflix, then it comes on.
Yeah. Well, I have a TiVo, so I could tape them, yeah.
Yeah, I suggest you watch it. It's a really good show. Like I said,
how many seasons was it on, Cecily?
It's only one.
Okay, so you'll have to catch up with one.
And the second season's coming back in the summer. So I figured they're going to do like a marathon right before the second season.
Yeah, that's what they usually do, a marathon right before. Oh, maybe I'll try that and catch up right before.
Yeah, since it's only one. It's good. I like it.
Yes,
I know a few of my friends on Twitter loved it, too. So
it's
like, oh.
Oh, God, there's just going to be too many, huh? What are we going to do, Carly? Too many shows.
well, I just want to have a little rant about it because I'm looking at the fall primetime schedule right now, and I want to cry because Monday night is so not bad for me, but anyone watch Dancing?
Well, I watch it partially. You know, I fast forward through some of that, but I tape it. And
so how are they going to do it? How are they going to, because they did it two nights, and the second night was burning off.
They took the second night away, and now they are just going to do it in the one Monday night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've always wondered how they were going to do it.
That's why you come here, Karen, because you find out everything.
Carly, how did I miss that? Thank you very much. No,
you're
I did
welcome.
Not hear. Yeah, I did
so,
not hear. I thought the one night. Gee, that's going to be a lot to get in, yeah.
Okay, and then How I Met Your Mother, We Are Men, Two Bookers, Mom in Hostages on CBS. And then
I like Two Broke Girls. Yeah, I love that comedy, Two Broke Girls. And I like Mike and Molly. And I do, you know.
I want to see the new one. I want to see the new one that has Sarah Michelle Gellar and Robin Williams in it.
I saw that advertised.
Our favorite.
What?
Our favorite is back on Tuesday, The Voice with Blakey. Blake's back.
Oh, with Blakey. Oh, good. We can't miss Blake.
We want Blake, but Miranda, he's a new crush.
Yeah,
but Miranda,
he's adorable.
Like, stowed him away from me, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's not fair.
I know, it's not. Okay, Tuesday night is not as bad, but The Voice is on again.
Right.
And NCIS and NCSI, Los Angeles, and the Biggest Loser is on for anyone who wants it. But come on, I cannot watch the Biggest Loser, people, because you know what?
I have not watched
okay.
in years.
Okay, no, okay.
No,
I'm
I love
making...
Allison Sweeney, but I don't watch it. I don't have time to add it anyway.
I am not making fun of the show, you people, so don't send me hate mail. But the thing is, okay, I watched it, and you know how people on there are losing weight? Why I
yes.
watched it, I want to get a cookie.
okay, you guys can't talk about food with me on the show. Because I'm fasting at this point, because I have all these I have this Jewish holiday called Yom Kippur, and I have to fast.
No, I'm Jewish. I just have stomach issues. I don't fast, but yes, this is the Jewish holiday.
I'm like, because Christy was talking about pizza. I'm like, oh my God, I hate her.
It's a 24-hour fast to 24 hours.
Yeah, it's like,
you know. Okay, then.
Don't eat on. Either,
then on Wednesday was it's not that bad of a night, but it's
Carly, can I ask you, does it say what's on CW? I watch a few shows on there. Does it say what's on CW?
Yeah, it does. Heart of Dixie.
Okay,
I
watch that. I
love
that.
Heart of Dixie.
I love that show.
Beauty and the Beast.
No, that
you
one
guys,
I don't do.
Okay.
Supernatural and Vampire Diaries. I do both. And I want to see the originals.
For CW, is The Wizards, Supernatural, yeah.
And the original,
okay.
right?
Okay, and Wednesday is The Mirror, like I said, Back in the Game, which is the new one. Super fun night in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
I like Nashville. I watched like half of the season though, and then I quit watching because I was just busy.
Yeah, too many things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I caught up with so many shows. Like it's not funny on Netflix. I love Netflix.
I know
it
gets overwhelming. You love them, and there's just so many.
Okay, and then
Thursday.
And then Survival, Criminal Minds, CSI for CBS. For Fox, Wednesday night, it will be The X Factor. So if anyone really wants to see Simon Cowell grunt at the TV for 2 hours, go for it.
Oh, I like Simon Cowell. When is American Idol start? I like that. I watched that one.
They don't say yet.
I think that's going to be January.
Yeah,
I think
okay,
it's January.
And my favorite is back on Wednesday night, so Carly doesn't have to kill anyone. Law and Order, SUV.
Okay.
I liked Law and Order, SUV until Chris left. David Lawyer left, and I'm just like, whatever. I was Olivia Stabler fan from the beginning.
Well, so
I don't care if he's married with four kids, whatever.
What about Parenthood, Callie?
Okay, this is my rant. Okay, I'm fucked for Thursday night, excuse my friends, people. Okay, Thursday night has Once Upon a Time, which I don't watch, but...
No, that was Sunday, I think,
I
before,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved
you
in.
You watch that, Cecily? Yeah.
Do what now? What?
You watch Once Upon a Time?
No, I do not, but I want to watch the Wonderland one. I need to catch up
on. Yeah.
Everybody keeps telling me I need to watch Once Upon a Time. My best friend's like, you need to watch it. I'm like, okay, you take care of my
good.
Six-year-old so
it
I can watch it.
Okay.
I will send
okay,
it to you so I can watch it.
And on Thursday night, I'm happy. My Grey's Anatomy is back. But this is where I'm going to be screwed.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy. And then CBS has The Crazy One. You know.
Yeah,
and
with
then,
Robin Williams.
Yeah,
that
looks so
good.
Yeah,
Jim Miller's going to be on the second episode of that.
I'm very excited about that one.
Yeah, and then
so same time, huh?
And then 10 o'clock on ABC will be Scandal. On NBC will
Scandal.
Be on NBC will be Parenthood, which I have to watch Parenthood.
Yeah, Parenthood's great. Yeah,
I've made a catch up on Parenthood and Scandal.
Yeah, I have to catch up myself.
Add those to the list of like 10 shows after launch.
We can't sleep anymore, Cecily. We'll have to just stay up.
Thursday night is also Glee, so Leizong Glee is on.
Woo-hoo!
On Thursday night. I thought that might be Leizong.
I tried to do that a couple of times, and I did get into it. It wasn't for me.
Well, it's not for everybody, but if anyone out there does like to watch it, I discuss the show Monday nights on my other show, Gleek Speak Radio. Monday nights at 10 o'clock Central, if you're actually up at that hour, which some people are, some people aren't, but I am.
I am.
Oh, that's
nice. I'm always up.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah.
Some people don't go to bed until 3 in the morning, but I'm not going to out myself.
I didn't go to bed until 5 this morning. I had to get up at 7:45 to take my son to school.
7:45?
I had to get up at 7:45. I didn't go to bed until 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
I think I was talking to Carly and my friend April and some other people.
Oh, okay. By the way, If Abel doesn't call in tonight, we are gonna do something to who? Just remember. And on Friday nights is my favorite show of the week, but
Blue Bloods is back.
Blue Bloods, yay!
That one is a great show.
Yeah,
I've seen a couple episodes of that and wanted to catch it from the beginning, but it's on Netflix, so they suck.
You can catch up, yeah.
they suck. I'm like, those shows that I want to catch up on, they don't have. I'm like, you suck, people. But I love you.
Oh, and
what about Revenge? Is that coming on, I think, the 29th or the 30th, right?
Yeah, the 29th
is coming
on
Sunday.
And Betrayal, that new one. I'm excited about that one. Looks good, Betrayal.
I won't watch that too. I mean, but I have this. You know what?
Sleepy Hollow too. I think it comes on Fox.
Oh really? Wow, this is crazy. This is out of control. For the shows, there's so many.
There's so many new ones, too. And
there's a lot of new ones, yeah. Well, at least some of them aren't on all at the same time, which is a good thing.
I want to see We Are the Millers, I think, comes on CBS.
Oh, that looks funny.
Yeah,
that looks
where he
funny.
Moves back in with his parents or whatever.
That looks cute, yeah, yeah. I like a few comedies. I like to do a few comedies. Well, I still watch. I don't like it the same way, but it's cute. I still do 2.5 Men, but it's not the same without Charlie Sheen.
I got something for the 2.5 Men people. Amber
Tamblyn.
Tamblyn will be on the show as Charlie's daughter.
Yeah, that's going to be cute. That should be funny. I'd like to see Amber take on the shot. Yeah, shouldn't it be interesting, Carly, seeing her take on a comedy like that?
Yeah.
And she's going to play his gay, long-lost daughter. That's what I read.
Yeah. I mean, there was a commercial for it. They're like, because the helper, the housekeeper, she's like, I think she's talking to what's his face, and she goes, Charlie's long-lost daughter is standing here in the kitchen.
Oh, good. Welcome to the
show.
Okay. Before song comes on, I got told in this album that we need to talk about daytime until song comes on. And, okay, so if they want me to talk about daytime, here it is.
Okay.
And Cecily, I'm probably going to give myself in trouble, so just brace yourself. You know, I get
I get in trouble all afternoon on Twitter.
You know that.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
right
along with you.
People, you know, the truth came out about Baby Connor this week, and I have not seen my mind at all. For anyone that's thinking I had, no, I think Cersei did the right thing. If I was impregnated by that sicko Adam, I would lie and say it was Dylan, especially if he looked like Steve Burton, people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Those, that face, that body, those blue eyes. I go out of my head just when he comes on the screen.
Can I say something? So love Dylan and Billy's friendship. Oh, my God. They are so freaking adorable. I love Dylan.
Oh, they are good together. They are.
They are great.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love their friendship.
They are great.
Yeah.
I love them. I love Billy and Adam. I love when they came up on Adam. It's so funny because it's like,
yeah,
Adam just throws it right back at him. It's great. I love when they're all three of them are in the scene together. Like, I'm not an Adam fan, I will admit it, but I love Michael. So I've loved Michael since he played Don Lamb on Veronica Mars.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a good actor. He's a very good actor.
Mm-hmm. So, I might not be an Adam fan, but I like Michael.
This is a good storyline.
Well, you know,
I hope Chelsea and Dylan can work this out, though. I still want them back together.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I hear Dylan goes off the rails. So.
I heard that, too, and that makes me wonder. That makes me
wonder. I mean, it's going to happen, but hopefully they can get back together. In the process.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
That
makes me want to drink.
That makes me want to drink, people.
It makes you want to drink? Oh,
means,
boy. You might have a little while to drink before they get back. Yeah.
Welcome to General Hospital 99, Priscilla. Yeah, I thought I was going to be in a straitjacket that year. I thought I was going to end up in a straitjacket because of that stuff. So. They were driving me crazy all around. I was like, oh, my God. I made it without a straitjacket.
Without a straitjacket. That's a good sign.
General Hospital
does that to me sometimes. It's like, I'm going to be in a straitjacket. Like, seriously. We were talking about Carly today, a friend of mine. And we were talking about, you know, Carly and Franco. And I was like, she has a brain tumor. And my friend goes, everybody has a brain tumor at this point because they're all acting out of character.
Oh, my God, I know. Who hasn't on these soaps, huh? Oh, my God.
Exactly. I mean,
I'm like, I'm going to say she has a brain tumor. That's why she's, you know, being all nice to Franco. I'm like, and because she was like, the Carly I know wouldn't even deal with Franco at this point. Because
exactly, and you know, but you know what? I'm giving her a pass. I am not going to be one of those people that are this... So up her ass about this because, you know what? She is still grieving the loss of her best friend. She is not acting rational. And you know what? You know, she hasn't grieved about Jason in a normal way. And so, really?
No. She really hasn't. I think most of them have not grieved for Jason properly.
Thank you.
You know, the way that was written, they haven't, Carly. Sonny hasn't grieved properly for Jason.
Thank you.
No. I mean, because you're not Spinelli. Look at how close all these people were with Jason.
Yeah, I mean, it
wasn't done properly.
Michael is another one.
Yeah, exactly, Cecily. Yeah,
that was
Michael.
Like his father. You know, that was
he brought him. Yeah, he was like his father, or his second father. Or, yes, our third father.
Well,
I don't know.
Head,
I lost
he
track,
is his
but,
father. But,
but yeah,
I'm
Jason
like,
was
head.
So. That yeah, they just nobody's grieved properly. Yeah, maybe that'll come up at a different time. You know, maybe that will come up at a different time. But that's probably making...
I heard through the grapevine that Robin's coming back. We all know this. And
yes.
Brenda. I heard Brenda's
okay,
coming back,
Okay, Brenda's
too.
Coming back, too. I heard Robin, and I know Brenda,
I'm like,
too.
Oh, my God, really?
Brenda's coming back. Okay, Brenda doesn't need to come back, okay? I mean, Brenda comes back. Carly needs...
Thank you.
How do we mean to, like, kick our ass into next Friday? I mean, Brendan was not nice at Carly, and I'm not going to forgive Brendan for that.
Remember the nurse's ball argument?
Yes.
Between Carly and Brenda?
But Brenda and Carly have been going at it since Sarah's Carly. Like,
well,
I know,
but, you know, still, you know,
it's so funny because, like, people that hasn't watched, like, in the past, like, the past, you know, Jostle, and just came on, they're like, oh, she's mad because Sunny. I was like, no. Her hatred for Brenda started with Sunny. It was defending Jason because Brenda came in like, oh, you know, you're betraying Robin, blah, 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 and Carly jumped in to defend Jason. So it had nothing to do with Sunny. Yeah, later on it did, but the start of their fight or their whatever was because of Jason, her defending Jason.
Yes, it had nothing, for once anyway, it had nothing to do with Sunny. No.
No, later on, I will say it did have something to do with Sunny, because she was, you know, with Sunny and blah, 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 and all that bullshit. But anyways,
But Carly, what do you think before you have your interview? What do you think about B&B this week?
Well, I want Brooke and Bea to have, like, sex in every room in the house, and...
It was
and,
good today. Katie actually says she's leaving town on business, and she was taking Will with her. And, of course, Bill said that, you know, no, she's not. She can have his job, his money, his house, but not his son. So there was sort of a little confrontation, and, you know, but... At the end, she was going to leave town with, you know, for a short while anyway, with, you know, with the baby. So, but yeah, it was a good episode. Brooke was on, you know, his side, and she was telling Katie that she wanted her to stay, though, so they can work this out. And because Katie said there's really nothing to work out, and, you know, so it's the triangle continues.
Well, yeah, and I mean, really, you know. But, you know, I will say, you know, it's been so good on B&B. I'm enjoying it.
I love Wyatt with Hope.
Yeah, me too.
I think that'll be good if they go in that direction.
I like Liam with Steffi, and I like Hope and Wyatt.
Yes, I agree, Cecily. Yes, that'll be good, yes. I hope they go. It looks like they're going in that direction. I hope they continue.
Yes.
I hope they continue.
Diamonds forever go. Diamonds forever go. Katie was the bitch. Bear House was booked today. Well, Katie the bitch, and she needs to get over herself. Hold on, you guys. I will be right with you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sean Blakemore.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my
God. Okay. You know, you number this. I will put everyone else on hold, and then I will bring on phone. Okay, you guys, I have this perfect interaction for him, but he called in before that, but that's okay. Okay, you guys, you know him as the sexy hunk who just brought General Hospital into this greatest place on earth. You thought he was like this bad guy when he first came on working with the Balkan, but I thought he had a heart of gold. And then he started working with Jason and then Sunny and then his work to take over Jerry Zax to save Alexis. And him and Carly together were hot, sexy, amazing, wonderful. And then he got with Alexis, which I'm still not so sure on. The jury is still out on that. So welcome, Sean Butler.
Hey.
Hi. So how did you like my little intro? Because
I
personally think the day you came on, General Hospital was the day I was a very happy girl because
Thank you.
You No, you lit up the screen from day one. I mean, yeah, we didn't know where you were going at first, you know. I thought you were really going to kill Sonny at that wedding, but you tuned around. You are on the good side. And so how was it to come? Because I've looked at your bio. I saw you on Young and the Restless for a couple, you know, those shows you did and Days of Our Life. But you come on General Hospital in the way you have, how was it, how did you get the call, yeah.
How did I get the call to come on the show? I met with those guys, and we met and we talked, and they actually created this character for me, and you know, they welcomed me with open arms, including, you know, not just the producers, but the cast itself, and the most incredible production staff and crew. It's just incredible. So it's been a great ride, and I think what's most interesting for me is that my particular character, unlike a lot of others, because of my background and because of the choices, my present choices, everybody that I intertwine with, I have a different type of relationship with. So it allows me to be, you get to see a different shade of me each time. And so it makes it interesting for me as an artist.
Do you think the way your storyline was going, and they, you know, put, you know, the PSD storyline for you with you, you did so good with, you know,
thanks.
How was that for you? Because I thought you did an amazing job. You had me, you know, watching glued to my screen.
Yeah, it was, you know, as an artist, when your character gets to have so much in-depth about them and you're allowed to show a variety of colors, it's a wonderful experience because, you know, you're challenged with making sure that you're honoring those who suffer with that real disease and to make sure you portray it right to tell the proper story. And, you know, individuals have approach me who suffer from PTSD and others who are partnered with individuals who suffer from PTSD. And they're all affected in a positive way and says that it helps them. And to know that we are putting the recognition out there, we are making sure that people know that it is a real disease, it is a recognizable disease in the sense it is acknowledged as a disease. And people are dealing with these issues, so, and also it lets them, it gives them a sense of hope, and so, you know, that touches me, and, you know, as a person, you just want to make sure you honor individuals the right way.
Yeah, I totally, you know, agree, but you would just phenomenal. I always thought you should have got an Emmy for that, but no one listened to me on that. But what I loved, what I thought was amazing, because you have stepped in, whether, you know, at the end of the day, Sean wants to, but you have stepped into the Jason Morgan role with Sonny. You know, you, which I love, you and Monique Bernard, chemistry, you guys are great together, the way you work together, just the way, you know, you've been there for them, how is it with that?
I love it. You know, Maurice, he's a crazy guy. You know, I think what you're seeing is the honest chemistry that we have. You know, we're good friends. We get along great. Behind the scenes, we are consistently, when I say consistently, from the moment I first see him when I'm on set and he sees me, we're joking, we're making, you know, we just making fun of each other, just having a great time. And so what you're actually seeing is an honest relationship. They always call us on the set and, you know, talk about our bromance, and because we really support each other, we believe in each other, we appreciate and we honor each other. So, you know, when you have two actors, you have to have individuals for it to have true chemistry. And what makes the chemistry honest is when you have two actors who are giving. And so, unselfishly, that's what we are together. You know, we just get along great and we respect each other. Again, we're honest with each other, and we just have it. So it makes it easy just to have a great time.
People are calling you and in this album, Sean and Sunny, a bromance. You guys are having a bromance. Whether or not you want to admit that or not, it's a bromance. You guys are having the biggest
bromance.
Yeah, that's
bromance. What I'm saying. That's
yeah,
what
you guys
it.
Are having
it
the biggest, you know. you know, I mean, come on. You walked away from Alexis to go work for Sunny. Now, if that's not a bromance, I don't know what it is. I mean, let me talk about Sean's love life on the show, because your love life took off. Well, it took off a lot more. You know, with Call the Eye,
so,
I love Lola
White.
See, my favorite actress. I don't make any bones of, you know, saying that she's been on the show, she's great. But the Sean and Call the relationship, for me, was incredible. You guys were hot. You were on fire. Yeah, she kind of lied to you bad for that. But really, you guys were really good. Were you disappointed that it didn't go as far as you guys maybe could have gone? Oh, what did you...
You know,
yeah.
Was I disappointed? It's storytelling. So, you know, it wasn't so much a disappointment. It's just part of TV, and sometimes they like to shake it up. I mean, hey, let's just say, for instance, you know, we kind of broke off early, and imagine the effects of getting back together. And so I think it's just creative side and seeing what works, and, you know, we were surprised that it was such a huge positive response. So I think, if anything, it wasn't so much a disappointment, but it was a surprise when they ended that storyline. So you kind of go with the flow and never know what's up their sleeves. And, you know, you just try to honor whatever's brought to you.
Well, if you would tell Frank for me, and there's a lot of Sean and Carly fans still out there, because they don't want her with Franco. They want her back with Sean.
With a real
yesterday.
Man.
Yesterday.
You want him back with a real man. I understand.
Yeah, I need you. And and let me get to that, really. When the hit went down on Franco with, you know, I was very proud of you for trying to finally take him out. You know, I love it whenever you're holding a gun. Sorry, that's sexy.
No. It feels good.
Yeah, but when the hit went down, and I know Carly sort of manipulated you, but, you know, she had good intentions. But, you know, you thinking that, oh, crap, you sought Olivia, because, you know, you and Olivia, you know, were, you know, all friends, and it looked like you guys have a little chemistry, by the way. So you can tell Frank that,
Olivia
too, but I've seen... Yeah, I've seen chemistry with you and Olivia. Now, Sunny might kill you for taking his woman, but the thing is...
I think you tried to start a beef with Sunny and I. Oh.
Yeah, but what was the thing that the moment, I mean, when you were in that storyline taking Franco down and you guys, you know, you guys messed up. And I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming Holly. I'm not even blaming Sunny. I'm blaming Ava. But the thing is, do you think you can repair you guys, you and Holly's relationship, even to become friends after that? Because you were still a little mad at her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think in relationships, a couple of things that are needed when there's a discrepancy. I think time is one, and you got to have a desire to forgive. You know, if it's let's say deserved, because you know Carly, she's made some really bad decisions selfishly, and she had kind of screwed that whole situation up. She had her own personal agenda. She didn't. It was her, myself, and Sunny, and she took it upon herself to have her own agenda. So you know, she kind of broke up the plan and the cooperation. And so, if you have a person who's always on their own agenda, then it's kind of hard to mend, you know. But you know, we kind of had a moment where I was willing and open to deal with her. Remember when we found the bullet? And so right now, we had a purpose to solve this issue, and we got over it. She had my back. I had her back. And so we gotten through it together to save both of our skins. But I think over the course of a period of time, yeah, I think anything's possible.
Well, yeah, and before I bring on, you have tons of calls, but you and Alexis broke up because you went to work for Sunny, and she did not like that. But now, I mean, you might not know this, but now that Julian is there, and he is Sam's father. Maybe you don't know this, but I'm just letting you know. And he's connected. He's in the Durham family, the mob family. Okay. I think, and I know you cannot tell me yes or no, but this is how I see it playing out. Alexis is going to use you and Sunny to say, take him out, you know, what he did to me, blah, blah, blah. And so then she won't have a problem with you taking the guy out, but she has a problem with you working for Sunny. Do you think there's a road back for you in that, Alexis, or do you think?
I think that's very interesting. I like that concept, though. I like that story. Let me go backwards. The whole reason me working with Sunny is because what I was trying to explain to Alexis, as much as my feelings for her are real, I had to be honest with myself, and I just wasn't being myself. And Sunny, we share the same views. So by any means necessary, we will protect the people we love. And we both get the thrill of what we do. And I think that's the mano y mano thing that connected us, because we do what we do, and I'm a trained individual. He's a family mobster, but so, you know, we have our different reasonings, but, you know, he came to a place in his life where his actions are because of the people he loves. So he's just trying to protect his business and the people he loves. And me, I'm trying to maintain and make sure I protect the people around me that I care about. And so I found a home in Port Charles and people I care about. So, you know, just being in the store, it wasn't doing that for me. I couldn't walk away from who I really was. And so if it meant losing Alexis instead of me losing myself, then I choose to lose Alexis. So that's why Sunny and I, again, we decided to collaborate, because we share the same vision and we have a friendship, so we have each other's back. Is there a possibility for Alexis and I, you know how relationships go. You break up, you get back together, you break up, you know, it can go any type of way. So, yeah, that's a possibility.
Awesome. You know, I just think, you know, no matter, you know, if you're looking for Sunny, in my opinion, you know, I was enjoying you looking at Achilles behind the ball for a while. I mean, that was enjoyable, too. I mean, and, you know, you took on that father role for TJ.
Right.
And so, really, you came coming into General Hospital, and now, you know, you kind of have this family, and, you know, you have people. I think, you know, you are there for, you know, the long haul, because, you know, if Frank ever got rid of you, I would go to L.A. and I would have a really bad talking to him, because, no, because I know you cannot take the place of Jason, but right now you are doing a really good job, because right now Sonny is going to lose it. He's having a nervous breakdown, and I think you can calm him down, and, you know, I think you are doing a wonderful job, and I do bring on other calls, or people are going to get mad at me and burn me at the stake. So let me bring on 901. 901, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Celia.
What's your name?
Hi.
Celia, hey.
I'm Carly's partner in crime, a.k.a. Harker's partner in crime.
Yeah.
I would just have to say I'm a big Cash Carly Chomp fan. I
okay.
Loved you too. I did. I, from the moment, like, Jason told you to watch over her or to guard her or whatever, because he was dealing with Sam, I was like, oh, yes, I want them together. And I was so mad when they broke you guys up. So I loved you, not just with Carly, but I loved you with Jocelyn, too, because it was so, oh, my God, so adorable.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
You guys were so cute. Like, they just brought, like, a smile to my face when I saw, you know, when I saw Jocelyn and Sean together. So, yeah. And then you made my day by following me, so.
Well, that's
I'm on cloud nine.
I guess
you know, I was probably one of your first followers, so, and you followed me back, and I wasn't expecting it, and I was like, Sean, I was like, oh my God, Sean just followed me, and I just had, like, a fangirl moment for a minute, and I hardly ever knew that, but I was like, oh my God, but I absolutely love you, and I love your character, and I've been enjoying, your scenes with Maurice this past week, and when he called you Jason, I was like, oh, my God, it just broke my heart because, you know, Sean's like, what? You know, and of course,
right.
The viewers are like, he's, you know, having a mental breakdown, call Carly. She knows what to do. But, and it's like, okay, watch out for Glass. Like, and in my head, I'm going, it's not a Sunny breakdown until Glass gets broken. And in my head, I'm going, Sean, hide all the glassware. Because you will be breaking glass. But what has been your favorite, you know, storyline or your favorite time on General Hospital?
That is a very difficult question. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the support. Since I've been on the show, it's been a phenomenal experience because my fan base is absolutely incredible. They're so supportive and encouraging and really in my corner. So it's been a really positive experience and a positive impact that my character has had on the show. And so they realize it and, you know, they're always trying to find something solid for me to get involved with. But my favorite? Wow.
I know. I give everybody the difficult questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I think anytime, let's say, anytime you get to see, and we only did it a couple of times on the show, anytime you get to see a peek of Sean's past is really interesting for me.
Yeah. Because you really don't know his past.
Right. So whenever you get a little peek, like the one time when I was talking about my father, when he got shot and killed, and I was talking about a situation when I was in the service, and the whole dog situation would kind of turn me around. And I think whenever you have those moments are my favorite.
And for people that don't know or just wasn't watching, you were on General Hospital before. Before you were Sean, you were a day player playing a temp. Jason and Sam had to do something, and she dressed up as a hooker, and you were like the pimp person.
But, I didn't even know that. Oh my God!
You know what?
Okay,
yeah.
So
you're
good.
Better than me.
Do what?
You remember that better than I do.
I just saw a video. I was like, "Is that Sean?" And I'm like, "That's Sean," because I didn't even recognize it. But yeah, I forgot what Sam and Jason were having to do. But she was like dressed as a pimp, and Jason picked her. And yeah, he's just sitting there like with the dollar bills. Whatever.
Yeah, actually, when I started doing the show this time, I actually forgot I was on the show.
Like I said, you were a day player. I just kind of bring that one up because I just watched the video. And I was like, oh,
that's
Sean.
That
was funny.
Too funny. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. And like I said, I have loved you from, like, the moment you came on the show. And I was like, I don't care if he's a bad guy or a good guy. I love this man.
Well, just know he is the end of the day, he's a good guy. And he has
He's very much so. And you proved it with Carly, because I am a Carly fan, first and foremost. But,
absolutely.
I said, I love Cash, and I have forever. I just love the friendship, the relationship, the trust that you had with her that I love.
Well, thank you so much. Make sure you keep watching. Some interesting things that are going to happen.
I can't wait. Thank you.
So, I will put you back on hold, okay?
Okay.
Ladies on radio, you up next.
Hi, Sean. It's Christy.
Christy. Hey, hey.
Hey. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm good.
Let's talk to you.
All right. Well, I kind of was curious if there was any other ladies on the show that you wouldn't mind being your love interest besides either getting back together with Alexis or Carly, which we don't know if it's going to happen yet, but I was curious if you had anyone else that you thought would be a good pairing for Sean.
Anybody sexy? Anybody say, wow, that is a really, man, what is two good questions in a row? You know what would really be funny if, just for story wise, the young lady before, she just mentioned, you mentioned it when we were talking about the little spark between Olivia and I. That would be really interesting.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would cause a rift between Sunny and I. So that
very
would be
interesting.
Definitely be like a little love triangle since, I mean, I assume that they're getting Sunny and Olivia together because Connie's dead now. So.
Right.
Yeah, because that would definitely be interesting.
That would be interesting. So, for story-wise, I would be interested in that.
Yeah, I'd like to see what kind of chemistry Sean and Olivia would have. That'd be very interesting.
Nice question. I like that. I might have to bring that up.
Bring it up.
That's cool. I'm going to say it's Christy's idea.
Yes, Christy from Liaison Radio said so. Did all that.
I'm giving you all the credit if it happens.
Okay.
And we, Christy and I, we're at Fan Club Weekend this in July, And the biggest disappointment for me that you were not there. I was dying to meet you. I was very brokenhearted. And, you know, I wish you were there because I would have, like, stalked you both or something. Because I'm like, why isn't Sean, you know? Why isn't, you know, Sean Blackmore? I was looking all over for your table and you were not there. And so, you know, I'm making a protest. Then they need you at every fan event now until the end of time. Because I really wish you would be, you know, you were there.
Yes, you're missed.
Well, yeah. You guys, so this is my first one I've missed. And well, I've been on the show for 3 seasons, my 3rd season. And so I was at the other 2. You guys didn't come. Is that correct?
Do you have time for, like, 2 more calls?
Sure.
Okay. A15, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I have 2 questions.
Okay, who am I speaking with first?
My name is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I have my own question, but I'm also asking a question for a member of the chat room. And Garrick Taylor from the chat room wants to know how you liked being in the new Star Trek movie and how long did it take to get your makeup on?
Well, okay, I loved the movie. I loved being in the movie. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal experience and working with J.J. Abrams, seeing a genius at work and just being free. And it was just incredible. I mean, being in the prosthetics, you just come to life as something completely different. Now, the makeup, it varied from 4.5 to 6.5 hours a day.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it took, that's to put it on, between 4.5, 6.5 hours a day to put it on. And to take it off, yeah, I would say about an hour.
That is totally crazy that it takes that long to put it on and that
little
to take
it
off.
Yeah, it was the highest line of quality of prosthetic. It was a new type of prosthetic, so it was really, really incredible. It was this tissue that it moved with your face, so it'll show your expressions. So it's pretty, pretty amazing. But it was very hot. It was lightweight, but very hot because it's, you know, your face is completely covered, and you have, you know, the the contact lenses, and you know the makeup, and it's heavy, it's hot, the uniform, and so. But once you're in character and you're performing, you don't think about it. It's only till you sit still, you're like, oh my God. But yeah, it was incredible.
Okay, now my next question is, now that you and Alexis have broken up and you're single, what about a possibility for you and Sam, being that you're now second in command to Sonny?
Ooh, no. Me and Sam. Ooh,
no.
You mean
no.
Date the mother and the daughter, huh?
No. That'd be too thick. Sorry.
She says no. Wow. You know, so funny. Somebody mentioned that jokingly on set. What would that be like? Alexis would be crushed. And that would be a, you know, that's a lot of drama. I mean, I guess you could keep it in the family, huh?
Well, is that something that would stop Sean? Would Sean not go after Sam because of his previous relationship with Alexis?
I think, Sean, the only way that could happen, Alexis would really have to slight me in the most evil way.
Well, she she was kind of evil to you already.
No, no, no. She was just upset that I wouldn't walk away from a situation. And as I explained to her, this is who I am, but don't be a hypocrite because you're doing the same thing in a different way.
True.
And so, you know, she never owned up to her decision, but she got upset with me making my decision for me. So she kind of made it all about her, which made it easier for me to make my decision.
That's true.
So that wouldn't be good enough for me to date her daughter. But boy, would it cause a lot of drama.
It would definitely cause a lot of drama.
It'd be good for daytime, right?
Daytime drama is always good.
Well, that's what it's all about, right? So you never know.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate the support. I really, really do.
Oh, and oh my gosh, I gotta tell you, I absolutely love your character. I love what he's brought to the canvas, and I think that he's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you for talking to me. And thank you,
Kimberly,
for having me.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, we have one more call.
Mm-hmm.
6:31, you're on the air.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Carly. It's Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sean?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I think you probably answered probably every question that I had. I think the next caller, it's almost midnight, close to midnight down the East Coast. I had 2 huge cups of coffee, so I would stay up just to talk to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York on Long Island.
Okay, Long Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Long Island. I have to tell you, Sue, and everybody else listening, honestly, I've been watching the General Hospital for over 30 years. So I've seen a lot of people come and go, and, you know, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy that you were, you know, that we got to see you this week. You did an amazing job with Maurice. I mean, it was great, those scenes. And I have to tell you, you are definitely one of my favorite characters. I love when you're on.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I really, you know, I mean it. And like you were saying before, you know, you were saying you're a good guy, the bad guy. It's nice to see you interact, you know, with TJ as the father figure, the role model, and then we get to see the other side of you, you know, the business side.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Right.
And I'm just going to say something. No, Sam, I don't like that at all.
No, Sam. Okay, so we got 2 votes against Sam.
No, I thought I'd bring somebody on for you.
Who do you see for me?
I don't know. I see a new love interest. Somebody coming in support Charles, some serious woman.
I like that idea. I like that idea.
I'm going to have to tweet Ron and Frank about that.
You know, and that's important for you guys to know that they do pay attention to what you guys say.
Yes.
So whatever your concerns are or your wish list is, if you get enough people behind you, and you put it out there, you will be amazed how heavy that influence is.
Yes.
So you know that.
Yep. I tweeted Ron and I think and Frank, I think, in the same tweet that I'm like, where's Epiphany? I miss her. Where is she?
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time.
No, I know she just had a loss in her family. She's a sweetheart. I've spoken to her, I think, on this show, and she's a really sweet woman. I love her. But,
yes, she is.
She is. But I have to tell you, I really do. I have so much respect for you. I think you're just such a nice guy, a wonderful talent. And
thank you.
I just wish you continued success.
Thank you, love. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Lisa, for calling.
Thank
well, Lisa,
you,
Lisa, have a great evening.
You too, Sean.
Thanks for staying up so late.
I'll go
right now.
So before you go, I just have to ask you, tell you, okay, I know who you need to get in another bromance with because he's one of my favorites, And, you know, I think with Benelli being the PI and you being, you know, the infopersonnel, I just think you and Bradford need to be emotional because he's always grieving over the loss of Jason and he's dealing with this whole Maxi thing. And, I mean, what would you think of Spinelli and Sean working together? I think it would be a very interesting little pair.
I think that's a good idea because we're both intellectuals, but we both want to support the same people and to get the job done. And so I think it makes sense. I think it's a good idea. As a person,
well, if you can't have one with Spinelli, have one with Luke. I would love it for you to be in most scenes with Luke and Sonny. Luke and Sonny's friendship is good, but putting Sean in the mix, I think it would become a very interesting, funny dynamic.
Oh, that would be... Now, you're talking about some huge different dynamics. Yes, yeah, to mix those up, that'll be interesting.
I mean, you and Luke, I mean, I would love to see you and Luke this in a scene. I know you guys have been in scenes, but I just think that would be a very interesting dynamic. And thank you for taking the time to call in, and I hope we can get you on again.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it, and all those who called in. I appreciate everyone's support, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, everyone. That was on Blackbone. You know, yeah. That was amazing. I am going to bring everyone on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How was that,
guys?
That
was a fun interview.
That was. Oh, my God. I love him. I loved him before, but I love him even more now.
He was the nicest guy. Yeah, he was.
He's so
sweet. His voice, too. I love his voice when he came on. Hello, Sean Blackmore. I'm like, oh, my God.
Let me go faint in the corner somewhere for a minute. Okay, I'm back.
So masculine and, like, smoky and husky. I'm like, ooh, sexy.
What a sweetheart. He did sound sexy.
He did.
I know, he
so
does.
Nice.
He
was nice with all the fans. Very nice. Yeah, he seems like a real great person.
And he was shocked that I would remember that he was a day player, like, back in the day.
I did not know that, and I'm supposed to know everything. And I'm like, oh, shit, but thank you.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That
was surprising, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, because if you watch the video, like, a lot of people are like, is that Sean? Is that Sean? And we're like, yep. Because, like, I didn't even recognize him, like, when he was, like, on, you know, when I rewatched it. Because definitely.
What year was he on? How far back was that?
2004 or 5, maybe?
Okay.
6. I don't remember what JCM was doing, but they were doing, they're trying to find somebody, and they have the plan of Sam playing a hooker and Jason picking Sam to whatever. Anyways, but he was like the pimp of the house or whatever.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I don't think he had like any lines or a few lines or whatever, but yeah, I forgot what he was doing, but...
And who was he on Days? You mentioned, Kylie, that he was on Days.
To be honest, I don't remember, but...
I don't either, yeah. And, you know, I've watched that show for these, 25, 30 years. I don't even know. But I don't remember him on that.
Me neither.
Oh, but Karen, you sound way younger to be watching 25, 30 years. Come on, you know.
Well, I started watching those when I was 15.
I've been watching Days since the day I was born, so, you know.
I changed it, the day I was born. Yeah, I like that one, Cecily, better.
Yeah.
So, we're, you know, it's been a lot of years for us since the day we're born till present.
I mean, seriously, my mom, like, would walk us out of the house because she would want to watch Days. It was hilarious. My mom was amazing. Just kidding.
What?
I used to watch Days with my mother. Yeah, that was good memories.
Yeah, well, I watched Days with my grandmother.
All right.
She loved it. She loved that, huh?
Yeah. Days was my mom's soap, and General Hospital was my grandfather's soap.
Oh.
So I kind of had the best of both worlds.
Oh, wow. It's nice watching with them. It's good memories.
So if I want to have sex, I can come down here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No promises.
Just
throwing it out there.
Before I forget, I need to talk to my partner in crime for a moment about last night's Big Brother.
Oh yeah.
I didn't like
wow.
Okay, by the way, Karen, I almost re-ended my ankle again.
Oh, my God, what did you do? Oh, your poor ankle.
I know. I was jumping on my bed. So excited about McCray leaving.
On Big Brother?
McCray finally left. Woo! So I jumped on my bed, and I almost fell off my bed and hurt my ankle.
Oh, man.
that would be such a silly move. Like, so... Seriously, that would be my, like, I have the weakest ankles because I sprained my ankles so many times that, like, my friends would laugh because I would be walking and, like, just fall over. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, just my ankle getting out of me again.
Yeah, once you have an injury, you always hit the same spot and the same ankle.
Yeah, well, Cecily, guess who I'm... So guess the only one I'm going for to win right now, can you guess who I'm going for right now?
Gina Marie.
Yeah, that's the only one. That is the only one
out of the two, yeah. Like,
I mean, come on,
I wanted
Andy,
McCray
you know.
To be in final two. Like,
I mean,
Andy,
I
want Gina Marie and McCray. Because I don't want Andy or Spencer in Final Two. Like, I cannot.
Yeah, I mean,
Andy.
Spencer, I wanted, like, murder. Like, I don't like it. Andy has played everyone.
I love the fighting and the jury. After that game, they were fighting. I was like, oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You know, and then did you see the Zuri house? I mean, you know, Amanda is the same crazy little
biatch
she's being, and I just want to slap her. And, oh, yeah, I voted 10 times a day, but now I won't let me anymore vote, the
25,000
you know,
or whatever, American player.
Yeah, well, I voted 10 times for Alyssa.
Me too.
You know, so we will find out on Wednesday night who wins it all. And I'm telling you, if Andy wins, there will be another being spraining in my ankle, people, because I do not want him to win.
Is this the end, you mean, this week?
Wednesday is the final.
Then I am going to, like, then I'm going to go through a withdrawal because I'm, like, in love with Big Brother, but, you know, like, we have so many other shows coming on.
Yeah, you won't even have any time.
I have Survivor coming on. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
See, I cannot get into Survivor.
I love Survivor.
You girl, both you girls watch that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched it for a while, but, you know, I just, you know, for me, I just, you know, didn't really. And I'm not caught up with all of the shows this week because,
No, I'm not either. I actually have to catch up this weekend, Sally.
Yeah,
you too?
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I
do we really...
I caught a few snips and clips. I caught Monica and Tracy, which I thought was great because I love Leslie and Jan in scenes together. I just love them. I love Monica versus Tracy. I always have.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, they're good together, yeah.
I saw the Carly Elizabeth scenes. This week, which were great because I love them.
Okay, I'm not mad at Carly. I saw that. That was the only scene I really saw. I'm not mad at my girl, okay? I don't think she was that mean or whatever.
I mean, it's just Carly and Elizabeth, you know, going at it. It's just, it's normal. You know, I don't get mad because I'm like, it's normal. It's just them, you know, trying to one-up each other, you know. It's what it is. And I like them both, and, you know, and like I told Becky, I love if they're, you know, beating each other up or just having a good conversation, you know.
I mean, they are never going to fall in love with each other. I mean, that is never, ever going to happen.
So.
But I think they like each other. So at least there's some kind of harmony more than there used to be.
Yeah.
You know.
I will have to agree. I would have to agree to that, yes.
I remember a few weeks ago, didn't she, Kylie, say something nice, thinking she was saying something nice to Elizabeth, trying to give her advice about AJ, even though
it was
negative
that,
advice
yeah.
from Kylie about AJ, but she told her to watch out and, you know, she's only going to get hurt. It seemed like she genuinely cared about what would happen to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I do like... Liz and AJ together. So, you know, they are hot, in my opinion.
I think she forgave him at this point. It looks like that.
Yeah,
that
I mean...
You know, he had a slip and so forth. He's sorry. He didn't mean to do what he did. And it looks like they'll be back on track.
Can we talk about the hotness of Julian?
Oh, my God, yes.
William, oh, my God, that man is hot. I mean, that man can be probably old enough to be my father, but, oh, my God, he's hot.
You know, when he was on B&B as Brooke's brother, I never noticed he was that hot. I know, you know, and now since he's on here, I'm looking at him in a whole different light.
Maybe it's those boxers he was wearing.
Maybe it was the character, you know, that, you know, I didn't like as much maybe on
B&B.
Wait,
who are we talking about?
Sam's father.
Julian.
But I didn't know Kyle when he was on B&B. Did you feel he was hot, though, on B&B as Brooke
yeah,
and
I
Katie's
thought he was hot. I thought he was hot on B&B, though.
Did you?
Yeah,
I didn't think that much of it then. But now that he came on here, I said, oh, wow, it's like I'm watching a whole new actor.
I mean, I never watched him on B&B. I watched him on My Children as Michael Candias.
No, I didn't see that. But he was the one that I believe raped Bianca?
Yeah, Bianca and had Miranda. And she got pregnant with Miranda. So
it was Miranda. Yeah, I watched All My Children. I just didn't start way back then. And yes, but I read that he was the one.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, wow. Those scenes were very well done. They were really good, well done, so.
But he's great, he's really great on here.
He was creepy, I mean, he was a creep, but he did the great job playing Michael Candias.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a very dark, creepy character. Yeah.
He was.
But he was good at playing a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Always.
But now, of course, we don't know, this hasn't unfolded yet, how bad Julian is actually going to be.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a good side to him.
I haven't watched today's show, but from Twitter, because that's where I get all my information from.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. if I should watch the show or not, they're like, the reaction when Alexis and told Julian that she slept with, you know, Sonny, I was like, his head's going to explode when he finds out his baby's mama and his daughter slept with, share the same baby daddy.
That's a little complicated. Yeah.
You know, I don't think we've talked on the show, but I've talked to a friend of mine on Twitter, and we were talking about, you know, the kids and stuff, and they're like, and just throw in, if Lila, you know, Sam's daughter lived, how freaking crazy would, you know, it's already crazy with all of Sonny's kids and, like, half of the kids related to each other, and then throw in, you know, Sam's baby. And that's just been, that would have been just crazy, you know. I never, you know, blessed, you know, a child dying, but it would have been just so weird, you know.
Sam's baby with Sonny.
Yeah.
Years ago, yeah, yeah.
Throw it into the mix of, you know, all the other, you know, kids that are all freaking related.
Oh, my God.
That's what we said. We're like, oh, Lordy.
Yeah, that would be that would be very complicated.
My friend goes, this was a good pairing. Who did she say? Emma and Jocelyn, best friends, and Emma and Jocelyn, which is Robin and Carly's child.
Yeah,
fighting over Brenda's son. Lucia. That would be such a good future.
They have to age them a few years, I guess, and they'll be there.
But, you know,
well, they always have to, you know, age.
Sure.
I mean.
She's like, Carly's head would explode. I was like, I know it would.
Oh, my God. This might be the next generation. You might have figured it out.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was funny. It was hilarious. She said it. I was like, oh, my God, I would so watch that crap.
That's going to be interesting when Robin comes back. That's going to be, I mean, I like Sabrina. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with, assume
Patrick,
he's going to. Yes, I do love them together. But I assume he's going to be back with Robin and, you know, that's gonna be hard.
Well, we don't know though, because I have a feeling something is going to happen.
Oh, really? That
this
they will not
feeling.
Be back, Carly.
It's the feeling. I have a feeling that someone is going to end up pregnant before Robin comes back, and that.
Oh, good. So that that'll be a good triangle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine Patrick when he finds out all this time that Robin's alive, but then if Sabrina's pregnant, oh, my God.
But, you know,
it was so funny when my Twitter friends was like, you know what, I just want Emma to say, I told you, Daddy, I did talk to Mommy.
That's what I wanted to see.
She picked up the telephone that day, remember? And he didn't believe her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just want Emma to go, yeah, Daddy, I told you I was talking to Mommy.
She's the cutest little girl. She really is precious.
I love her. I mean,
I love her, too.
I can totally see, like, Emma-Jocelyn-like friendship. The spice, you know, who their parents are, I can see, like, the friendship and their little sassy selves.
Oh, that would be adorable, huh? Yeah, they need to age Jocelyn. They have to get a new actress, a little bit older, and then
somebody
her and Emma.
Somebody said the little girl that played, is playing Faith, and the other girl that was playing Faith. But she's in a movie. Yeah. She's like, I could see, you know, her. And they're both blonde, so I'm like, well, if they ever recast.
I haven't liked that little kid lately. Well, of course, Sharon is sort of, you know, getting her to be on her side, but she's manipulating the kid.
Do you really want me to go on a rant with that?
Yes, what
do
you think of that?
I mean,
you shouldn't manipulate your kid, I mean, to, you know, for your own best interest, or what you think is your best interest.
Because he's a bad, 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 bad person, along with Adam. They are both bad, 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 bad people.
So she's...
I love my
yes.
Mom's face, so...
I'm behind on that one a little bit this week, so I have to catch up, but I don't know what Sharon was up to this week, the last several days. But the way it was going, I mean, I was frustrated with her actually, you know, sort of manipulating Faith as far as breaking up Avery and Nick.
I know, I mean,
well,
I just...
I'm all for it. I don't like Nick and Avery.
Oh, you don't like Nick and Avery?
No.
I love Nick and Avery. I love them. I love Dylan and Chelsea. So, my opinion is keep all my couples together, and I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, I came in late, you know, and I happen to like Avery because when I started watching it, that's where they were. So, yeah, I mean, I do like Avery up to this point because they were together when I started really watching it on a regular basis. So you probably watched it so much longer, you were already at the end.
I don't like the character Avery, period, in the story.
I've liked it since the first day scenes came on. I've loved Avery.
Did they get married this week, Cecily?
No, Nick called off the wedding because
she didn't show up.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Carly, what the heck? We missed that. We have to come
back.
I haven't
seen it.
Yeah, that was today. That was today. He called off the wedding today.
I haven't seen it, though.
From the tweets I got.
And why didn't she show up, Cecily?
Because she was with, I think, Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Dylan kidnapped Connor. This is what I'm getting from Twitter, because I get, you know, the YNR General Hospital days tweets, you know, people watching the show.
I don't think Nick and Avery are going to break up. I really...
You think it's just postponed? Do you think this is just postponed?
Yeah,
I
hope.
I
hope, because if Sharon comes in the mix, I am really going to kill someone.
Well, Sharon must have been happy today, Carly.
Oh, yeah, but we don't want Sharon happy. We want Sharon miserable. We want Sharon back in the mental institution.
We want her gone.
Yes, we want her gone.
I want Sharon.
We want her gone.
We want her gone,
okay.
Like,
I still love you, Carly. You might hate my girl, but I still love you. And I'm still your partner in crime. Because we agree on so much other stuff.
Yes. Well, everybody, you know, everybody's not going to love the same. That's what makes a discussion interesting. We all can't love we love enough of the same people. But everybody's going to have a little bit of a difference of opinion.
But, you know, I've been a Sharon Nick fan as long as I've been a Jason Carly fan. So
you've gone way back with this, sure.
Yeah. So
you watched them when they were young going out and so forth,
yeah.
And the relationship was building. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, in the same sentence, I was talking to my friend April today. I like Phyllis, you know, and...
Yeah,
like
Phyllis was a good character. Yeah, she was
but
a great character.
But I like Phyllis to Jack. I've always been a Phyllis Jack fan. I love them together.
They were a great couple. I love Jack. Yeah, he's an excellent actor. He really is. He really is a great actor. Peter Bergman.
He really is.
Yeah,
well,
I love him.
Well, the story is closely ending. But Cecily, what are you doing this weekend? Are you doing anything fun?
I am going to show tomorrow and being a good Jew.
Are you going
to
the temple?
Yeah, I'm going to show.
With your family, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's in Austin right now.
Great. Oh, is he? When's he coming back?
Tomorrow night. He's on Yom Kippur down there with a friend of his, and they're going to the Ole Miss Texas game. The football game, the Ole Miss Texas football game, so go Rebels. So
well, I hope you have a good holiday.
I will, thank you. Yeah, I'll try not to like pass out anytime.
And then eat a lot tomorrow night.
Oh yeah. We're gonna have bagels and cream cheese and ham and
I love bagels.
Tuna and yeah. And cheese blitzes. We go all out.
Delicious. It's funny when you can't eat, all you can do is think of food.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting.
Isn't it like that, Carly? Yeah.
if you're
on a diet, that's all you can do is think of food.
And you're sitting in Shoal, like, bored out of your mind. You're sitting in Shoal, bored out of your mind. And it's just like, I need the food.
You're just thinking of what you're going to eat when you get, you know, later on. I know.
I tell myself every other week, I'm going on a diet. Then I see cookies and it goes out the window. So yeah.
We were talking about cookies the other night. I just sat down and ate like 10 of them the other night.
I bought more.
You bought more? Yes. You're all stocked up.
I had to.
Yeah, I ate about 10 of them.
And you had 10. I could do that, sit down easily with 10 cookies.
I felt like a freaking pig. I was like, oh, they were so good, too. They were peanut butter.
The peanut butter cookies, yeah. And you have sugar, huh?
Yes, I love my sugar. I am a sugar junkie. I'm like Carly. I love my sugar.
Yeah, and I mean, Carly loves these sugar cookies.
I do.
The peanut butter.
I know.
I like
but
both, yeah.
Those
all.
And
but mine has become like addiction.
Well, that's not a bad addiction. That's a good addiction.
No, it's not. It's about what I went out, then I have to go to sell. And you know, they know me in the bakery now. This is sad, people. They know me. They go. You when you cookies, I'm like, yes, please.
They know. They know their regular customers. They know me in the supermarket too. Yeah, they. When you go into different departments,
like all the gas stations around my house know me, and they have whatever I need on the counter as I'm walking in. It's great. And I'll go to places that I don't usually go to, and they're like, can I please have your ID? I'm like, crap, it's in the car, because I'm so used to not carrying my ID because they already know me, so.
They already know you. We all go to the same places.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to know the people behind the counter that wait on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
so, you know, they know what you're going to order.
By the way, Cecily, you might want to check your Twitter, because I give you a really nice shout-out, so when you're having fans, you might want you know,
oh, that's nice. That's nice, Sally.
If you...
She's my partner.
Well, no, we are partners in crime, but her and I sometimes talk on Twitter late, and then she leaves me, and she goes, I'm going to bed. I'm like, why aren't you going to bed? And goes... But she has kids.
Oh,
so
how many
like,
kids do you have?
And then she's two hours behind me.
Yeah.
I'm on Central Time. So, like, her 9 o'clock is, like now it's 11 o'clock. So
oh, well, I'm Eastern. It's like it's
like
midnight. Yeah.
It's like my 2
o'clock.
I'm
yeah,
like,
but son,
I gotta get up.
I was, you know, I kind of wish both of you live closer because I don't like it.
Well, you need to move. Yeah. You need to move to the south.
Yeah.
Move to Tennessee with me.
Is that where you live, Tennessee?
I do. I live, like I said the other day, I live 2 hours from Steve and Scott. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh
know,
my
okay.
God! 2 hours.
Okay.
Not down, huh?
No.
Okay.
Nashville
you know what? I'm coming. I'm coming to visit you, and we are stalking.
Okay.
I know where all the country singers live. They live in a little town called Franklin, Tennessee. It's right out of Nashville. I know exactly where to go.
Oh, my God.
We can find
yeah, near a lot of the big style, especially the country singers, yeah. They all live out that way.
If I knew where lived.
John and Steve live, too. They live in Franklin.
Yeah, they moved down there.
If I knew where Luke Bryan lived in Nashville, I would probably go stalk him, too.
Somebody put Luke Bryan on one of my friends put Luke Bryan crash my party. I was like, oh, hi, hubby. And she started laughing. I was like, that's my hubby. Leave him alone. He is freaking hot.
Oh, I got a Luke question Bryan. Today. Okay, did you watch Ryan O today, Cecily?
No, I did not.
Okay, on Y&O today was Cersei on Y&O today?
I do not know. I don't think so.
Okay, remember when I went to California, I went to Fan Club weekend. And
uh-huh.
I went behind the scenes of Y&O.
Uh-huh.
I saw some upcoming scenes of Cersei and Dylan. And
oh,
I'm
that's
just
exciting.
Waiting. Yeah, I'm just waiting. And because
just
they have
to see when those
me,
are
going to
be on.
Yeah, but I know exactly when it was and what
you know
I
what
and
scenes
me,
it was. Yeah.
Yeah, and let me tell you, because she's having the same suit on that I saw her in that day. And
okay.
And so, you know, every time I watch Buying on People, I go, I've been there.
And you'll be thinking I was there when they filmed that.
Yeah, it's not great. So I've been, like, waiting like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
It's been a couple months, so it just depends on
yeah,
how
it
far
should be
they
any,
film.
Yeah, no, they said they filmed like a month ahead because it was
mm-hmm.
the summer.
Yeah.
So because when I was there, they just filmed Catherine's funeral, and so that told me they were a week behind. And so they just did Catherine's funeral. So it will be any time now, so I cannot wait.
Yeah, that'll be exciting to see the scenes that you saw live.
I know.
Wow, I can't believe you were on that set. I would have gone crazy.
I can't believe
yeah.
I didn't get kicked off the set, okay?
Hey.
I know, she's freaking... Well, I'd be freaking out about Steve. She'd be
what?
Freaking out about Steve, and I'd be freaking out about Melissa.
Oh, my God.
I was there with you, Carly, and I would tell you not to, like, scream or freak out because I'm like, Carly, they're working. This is their job. Can't scream like a fangirl.
Were you excited, Christy? Were you getting crazy?
But when I was on the set, I laid on my radio. If she's still on the phone, we were walking up to the set, and Melissa Claire Egan was walking out, and all I wanted to do, and she knows this, was like, hi, Melissa, but we had to be really, 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 really quiet, and was killing Carly, and, us getting the elevator ride down with Melissa, and then Steve walking at that moment and having a picture taken, and,
I would have dropped dead, Carly, before they took the picture.
Oh,
my God.
Right?
Oh, if I ever saw Steve Britton,
you would not drop dead because I need you, so, no dropping dead, okay? Thank you.
Right, no dropping dead. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could compose myself.
Like I said, Carly would freak out about Steve. I would freak out about Melissa. I love Melissa. I have loved her since she played
Oh, I loved her
on
All My Children. Yeah, I mean,
uh-huh.
She's a great actress.
And
yeah, she.
A lot of people, like,
down Annie after she went crazy, but I was like, I love Crazy Annie.
Well, she played a good part. She played a great part. Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. And then she went crazy for a minute there, and I was like, oh, girl. You know, everybody's like, hey, you know, Crazy Annie. And I'm like, I love her.
That was funny that now Billy from YNR was her brother in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what I told her when she came on.
Did you? Because you think of that. I think of that sometimes when I watch YNR. Yeah.
Mhm. And how's Dylan and what's his face that played Diego had scenes together? I don't think so.
Oh, Diego.
The guy that played Diego on General Hospital.
Yeah, now he's the cop on YNR.
Mhm. You're like, I know
you. Oh, and
I killed
before we go, I just want to let people know, tonight on Crossroads, CMT, Lady Annabelle and Stevie Nicks are doing Crossroads. It's supposed to be really, really good, so people, watch it.
When is that one on, Kylie?
Tonight at 10.
Tonight at 10. Oh, so then here it's over because it's already after midnight.
Well, yeah, but they repeat it. They repeat it through other weekend.
Oh, they repeat. What station's that on?
CMT. Well, it's on 61 here.
Oh,
so
TNT. Yeah, those shows repeat several times. So if you miss it, you can always catch it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know how crazy I am about Lady A. So, you know.
Me too.
Are you taping
Lady
that?
Don't I tape everything? I'm a
I know.
TiVo.
What do we do about TiVo?
I'm a TiVo. I'm a TiVo-aholic.
I know, me too. Well, God, without TiVo, we'd be screwed.
No, I'm a TiVo-aholic, but I don't want to help with the problem.
Even with TiVo, it's bad. I can't even keep up with the shows. Because there's just too many, even with all that taping of all the shows, they're all loaded in the TiVo. I said, how do you get all those in, Cecily? You said you do them on demand. When do you find time to watch them all?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Do you watch them in the day or the night?
And me? I watch them whenever I can.
So you get in some just whenever you have some free time?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy now that he's back in school, because he's in school from 9 to 4, so I can watch him during the day.
Oh, 9
when
to
I'm not
4.
Working.
So you have, because you seem to get a lot of shows in, and I say, oh, my God, I got so many. And I don't even know. I don't know, what am I doing with the day that I just can't get it, you know, enough in? So you seem to watch quite a lot of.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to queer name myself. But I know what I do. I know why I never finish them. I know why I'm bad. I don't mean to be bad. But, you know, the day is so easy to, you know. It goes and then you forget.
The day seems to go by fast. Yeah. I mean, some days I'm not home, so I can't watch anything. And once I'm home, I'm sleeping late, and I'm playing Candy Crush, and so I'm spending time doing other things. So I said,
hey, Carly, I'm going to hang up because my phone battery is, like, dying, and I have to go get, like, a replacement charger or something because I can't find mine. So
you have a good weekend.
I am not going to say how irresponsible it was. But if I was there, I could find it in 2 seconds. I have a thing of finding.
I have a lot of crap around my room, and I seriously can't find it in any logical place right now.
You can't find it.
So,
it'll turn up where you least expect it.
Well, the thing is, though, I was using this other phone charger I had for this phone case, and it stopped working, that charger for my mobile charger that I had on my phone. The mobile charger is like another phone case. So I was using that, and then that stopped working. And then I'm like, oh, great. Now I can't remember where my regular iPhone charger is.
And you go crazy. You start looking everywhere, and then it turns up someplace that you can't even believe you put it there.
Right. Well, I'm sure.
And people
I'll
wonder why
like
I have five chargers.
Yeah,
what?
I'm sure you'll find it. But yeah, but I know you need it. You have to
so
be.
I'm
going
to have a backup anyway, so I'll just. Go
you have a backup? Oh, that's
form.
Good.
I'm going to go buy a backup.
I have like five.
Oh, you're going to buy a backup. Yeah, well, you do need a couple because sometimes you do misplace one of them break and then you're really stuck. Yeah, you do need to have a
then
backup one.
Screwed.
Yeah.
Because then
thank
you are
God
screwed.
Thank God my phone and my mom's phone takes the same charger. I'd be screwed a lot.
Well, yeah, I borrowed, that's what I did. I borrowed my mom's charger last night and now my phone's, you know, going to die again. So I can't keep borrowing her charger.
Yeah,
okay,
you definitely,
gone,
maybe
lady,
tomorrow.
Giving,
well, hopefully you'll find it tonight.
I'm giving you permission to hang up this one.
Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, that,
well,
even if I don't hang
me.
Up, iPhone will hang up for me. So eventually. So.
Bye, Christy.
I hope you have a nice weekend, Christy.
Thanks, I will. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Yeah, I think maybe we should end the show, but I'm hoping that our hot weather did not come back. I mean, we had a cold
day. Oh, I hope not. It's 61 here. What is it where you are?
It is, hold
it's
on. 50,
it's supposed to be 50 degrees tomorrow morning at my house.
Oh, that's a nice morning. Yeah, I like it cool. I hate the heat.
It was nice all day long today. It was great. Oh, my God.
We had the other day was Wednesday. Was it Wednesday?
It's 66 here right now.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
No, but
remember Wednesday,
tomorrow,
though? Oh, God, 95?
Yeah, tomorrow will be 81. Sunday will be 71. Oh, my God, it's going to be sun. I said latest sun or so. It's all fit.
Oh, tomorrow?
You know how I feel about thunderstorms, thunderstorms?
Oh, I know, I know. Well, at least it won't, you know, it won't be the whole day. It'll maybe just some quick passing showers. It's better than the whole day pouring.
Well, we
so, Seth,
really
are you
going
to go? Are you going to go
what?
To bed, or?
Who, me? I ain't going to bed.
Yeah. We'll cut this 11. We're in April. That's what I want to know. The $50,000 question is, I want to know where the third partner in crime is.
I don't know. She's had a lot of family problems with her dad and stuff, so she might be dealing with that.
Well, April promised. She's like, yeah, we'll call in and she didn't call in. So, you know. Bam, bam, bam,
well, maybe
bam.
Next week.
Well, hopefully
yeah,
everything's okay.
But she might have got called in for work. I mean, she did.
Yeah, she works nights, too. She might have been called in. She said, I'm off from what I know, but.
But she works nights, yeah, maybe that maybe that happened.
Yeah, or she just completely forgot, which. Happens too.
Yeah.
Hold we're on. Talking about a friend of ours on Twitter named April 1985. She's the best. I love her. She's like my Twitter sister.
The three of you are always on there. I know.
Well,
that's
I'm
where you get
on
the.
There.
That's where you get the news first.
Yeah, Twitter, of course.
That's where you
that's
get the.
I know if I should watch the show or not, or what parts watch the show. It's awful. So.
Well, we both at the end of the night, but Cecily, you're going to be calling in next week, and remember you both have to call back on the 20th.
I'll be calling in next week. Hello. My husband is going to be on next week.
Which husband is this?
John Keegan. He's coming on next week.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. He's next week. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
He's the week after.
Oh, he's the week after, Kylie, huh?
He's the 20th, but yeah, I cannot wait.
Next weekend's the 20th. Next Friday's the 20th.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes. Okay, next week. Oh, my God.
Today's the
13th.
Gee, where's the time going? I don't know.
Yeah, next weekend.
Wow. So you'll interview him next week. Wow, so you had two good stars 2 weeks in a row.
I have two sets of guys.
And they're both named Sean.
I know.
They're both named Sean. That's so hilarious.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't even thinking that until you just said it. Yeah, he was so nice tonight. He really was. He was seemed
oh
like such
God.
A sweetie.
Oh, my God. I love him. Like I said, I love him anyway.
What a
yeah,
nice guy.
Didn't you love how I took you first?
I know. No, you do it and Christy does it. I always get first. Because with Jen, I was first. With Becky, I was first caller. And with Sean, I was first caller.
Well,
so
maybe
you're getting,
because you're
getting right in there.
Well, maybe you because you're one of our favorite girls, and you know, if Karen, you know, had a question, I would have brought her on second, but she said she didn't have a question.
Yeah, let me think. I mean, I like him. I like him a lot. He's a you know great actor. I couldn't think of anything specific.
Like I couldn't either, and I'm like, and so that's why I kept talking until I came up like with a question. Because, like,
I know, you were having a good conversation with him.
I know, I'm like, I don't want to talk to him. Like, he's my best friend.
He kept saying thank you. You were very complimentary to him.
Yes. I mean, I am. You know, if you're doing a good job, I'm going to, you know, tell you you're doing a good job and I support you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I love Cash, so I was.
He's a good actor.
On.
And then next week, Sean Kane. And so that'll be another one to look forward to. I've heard him before. He does a good interview.
Oh, God, that man's so hot.
He's very nice in real life, you know, when I've seen him on different interviews.
He is. And he's really good looking and look at. And
he looks young for his age. Isn't he 46 or 47, I think? I think he looks younger.
Hang on, I will tell you in just a minute since I'm on
the computer. He was 46, if I'm correct. So I just didn't know if he had a birthday and turned 47. But I'm saying I didn't even know that he was, he was that age.
No, he doesn't look like that.
No. Then what if I really think about Steve Burton? I says, well, he's got to be a couple of years older. Steve Burton's 43. So I says, well, yeah, I guess that works.
No, Steve is 43.
He's
43. Steve is 43.
He's the same age. 42,
43.
No, he's 43. He just turned 43 in June.
In June, yeah.
Because he's the same age as my sister. My sister was born in October of 70, and he was born in June of 70. And that's how, because my friends would always laugh at me because they would ask how old Steve was, and I just would say it without even thinking about it.
Because you knew he was the same age, yeah, as your sister,
yeah.
Yeah,
so and they're like, how did you know that? And I'm like, well, if I know how old my sister is, I know how old Steve is. And Sean is 46. He was born November 2nd of 1956. So he's fixing to have a birthday in November.
November, so
he's
46. So he'll be 47 in November. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess that seems right if you figure he's a couple years older than Steve Burton. But when I first read that, I says, well, I figured he was a little bit younger than that. He does look young for his age.
He does. But he's so hot.
Yeah, that'll
and
be
so
a great
funny,
interview.
Because I always give, like, it's
okay,
so funny
Steve Burton, just so you know, let's see. I'm like... Oh, he's 43.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, Jim, he just turned 43, June 28th, 1970.
He just keeps getting better and better. He's like wine.
Right,
he gets
Carly?
Better with age.
Carly, am I right? Is it June 28th, 1970, right?
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking
June
up, 20. I'm looking up,
I'm not a stalker or anything.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because it's so funny because, like, all of Jason's love interests, you know, all the actors that play Jason's love interests, were always, like, 5 and more years apart from Steve. Like, Sarah was 5 years apart, 5 years between Steve and Sarah. it's like 8 years between Becky and Robin, I mean, Kimberly, because they are like the same age or a year apart.
Yeah, they're very close in age, yeah.
Yeah, and so with Paul,
you know, and
Laura,
Laura
Wright's 42, right? Not 43.
Yeah, Laura, she just turned 43.
43. I think her and Steve were both born in 70.
Yep. She was born September 11th, 70.
Oh, she just had her birthday, Laura.
Yep. Yep.
A couple just days ago.
Okay,
yeah.
He's 46. Song came in 46.
Mm-hmm.
46. Yeah. 46. Wally Kurth used to have a good show. It was called One Day With. Did any of you ever see that? It was on the SoapNet.
Yep.
And he used to be
on.
He used to do great
interviews. Kimberly is, McCoy is 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, 35.
Becky and Kelly are a year older than Kimberly.
36, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were both, Becky and
yeah,
Kelly. Yeah,
and you, my lord, is 43.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the same age as Steve.
Yeah. And then Sarah Brown.
She's a little younger. Harley. She's about, what, 38, I think?
75.
Yeah.
She's born a year after my other sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think, yeah. I remember about 38, something like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because she was like, she was 21 when she came on as Carly.
Yeah, she was very young the first go-around.
Mm-hmm.
When she first, the first time. 21. Yeah. Wow, it's hard to believe that much time passed.
Yeah.
Three tallies later.
it's crazy because when Sarah came on as Carly, I was 12 years old. She
oh, my God.
On,
you were very young.
She came on my 12th birthday. Her first air date was April 5th, 96. I was 12 years old.
Oh, my God.
When she left, I just turned 17. How crazy is that? I was like, when I thought about it, I was like, that is so crazy. I was in elementary school, and she was only on for 5 years. So it's like 12 to 17, it seems like 20.
Wow, you started soaps really young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you girls are practically, in elementary school.
The first year I remember was 93, because Maurice came on, the year that Maurice
came on in 93. Actually, that's when I started watching General, in 93. It's been 20 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly the same year Maurice came on. I remember that. Wow, both of you started watching those very young.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my grandfather watched it, my mom watched Dave. So, like, I grew up with Dave. I grew up with, like, Sean and Belle and Mimi and Cassie and Rex and all those crazy people.
That was the team
because on General Hospital, it was the Four Musketeers. And then Juan came, Xander came, and Gia. And then on Dave, it was Sean and Belle. Mimi, then Rex and Cassie, the aliens.
Oh, yeah, that was a crazy storyline.
And then some day players like Jan and Jason that were friends with. Oh, I forgot Philip.
Oh, I love Philip. I hated that Jan. She was terrible.
Oh, my God. And then she's trying to get between my couple, my Sean and Belle.
Remember when she had him in a cage?
Yeah,
I was going crazy. I said, oh, my God, how much more of this do we have to watch? That seemed like it was going on and on and on. Oh, my God, I hated that storyline.
One thing that Dave does a lot is their stories stretch out forever. And it's like, I don't care no more. So by the time it's revealed, it's like, okay, whatever.
you know, move on.
Yeah, it's too long after a point that you start getting bored enough already. You want it to move. You want the story to
just
move.
Just like the whole Johnny secret, you know, the Johnny under the hospital secret. It was just like, come on, you can do it. You can do it, you know. It's just like, finally he tells somebody, you know. It's like,
yes, and you want, and it's always, you say, open your mouth, you know, before... You know how you know they're not going to, and then it's the end of the episode, and you want to scream. Oh, my God. Well, we can yell at the TiVos, but, right, Callie, you know how we want to scream, and then you know how it's going to end. Oh, boy. But, yeah, they should move it a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do get frustrated after a while.
It's just like, and it was so funny because I was just watching a, the cliff where Alexis and Jocelyn were sick because Jerry gave him the poison to protect him before he, like, poisoned the whole city.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and they were all in the hospital, and he was, like, about to tell Star, and then Michael walks in and is like, like, damn you, Michael. And he was so about it. And you know he was about to tell Star, you know, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, I know it. It's like, come on, come on, get it out, get it out, get it out.
Oh, it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was an exciting storyline. Well, anything Jerry Jax is in is pretty exciting.
I love Jerry Jax since the moment he shot Robin during the hostage crisis. And then made Robin, I mean, then finally helped Robin sober up.
That was,
people,
I know, he's despicable,
all,
but he's a great actor. He's a great, his part is despicable.
And
the things he has done.
Watching, when I was watching the show, or when I was watching the episodes, I was with a bunch of my friends, you know, and I'm like on the, literally, on, when he told Carly to help Robin, I was literally on the ground laughing. And I'm like, Sylvia, why are you laughing? I'm like, honey, I have 10 years, 4 Carlys, and a cottage. I deserve to laugh at this. You know, just a rotted part of Carly helping Robin. You know,
Carly helping Robin, yeah.
You
but
know?
She, you know, everybody had to help each other in that kind of a crisis. That was an exciting, the MetroCorp.
Well, yeah,
that
was.
Very exciting.
That was a good
I couldn't wait every day. You know, every day it's like, oh, my God, I can't wait till this, you know, because it was like, it was, every episode was riveting.
That was good.
That was really good.
I love Jason talking to Spinelli, saying how Carly and Sam will get in trouble. And I'm like, through the whole thing, I'm like, when it was over with, I'm like, I am surprised Carly or Sam didn't get shot for being a smartass.
That's funny.
You know Sam and Cart. You know, those two can't keep their mouth closed for nothing. So I'm surprised, you know, their mouth
really?
Closed.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, remember when Sonny and her were handcuffed together, and, of course, Sonny was telling her to shut her mouth because, you know, Carly can go off, and he didn't want Jerry to shoot her.
Yeah. And then my other favorite part of the whole storyline, because I am a Darlie fan, Carly was the one that realized that Jason was number whatever he was, you know, when he snuck in and became one of the hot...
I love that. You know, you took it out of my mouth. I was thinking when he came in with the black ski mask and he was pretending
and
to...
like, he's in Paris or something, you know, talking about, you know, look at, you know, past Robin, you know, to Sonny. Like, only Carly... Of course, Jason would be in a ski mask and she would know that it was Jason. It was like,
she knew it was Jason. Yeah, that was great when he infiltrated the, you know, Jerry Jax's men and got in. That was, like, so exciting. Usually I don't watch till I can watch, whether it be at night or on the weekend.
Well,
but I was, like, watching that every night. I just couldn't wait to get, you know, see those episodes. That was such an exciting time period.
Well, I have my VCR, you know, back, you know, when the mental code was going on. I taped it. Because that was like a good 2 weeks story.
Was that in 07? Was that 2000? Because I did have TiVo.
Yeah.
Was that
2007?
Yeah,
okay.
You had your VCRs, yeah. Because I remember I did have TiVo because I got it in 04, and that was 07, so I was TiVoing them. I remember that.
Yeah, I was, but I had the, you know, my VCR.
And you're watching the tapes.
Yeah, VCR went to the grave right after it, but
it went to the grave. Did it die? You killed it.
Yes. But I
that was the great reveal. Because that was during the great reveal of was it telling Jason that he was Jake's father?
I taped everyone, and then, you know, when I knew the storyline was over, one night I put all the tapes in. I stayed up for over 48 hours without fast-forwarding anything, which I never do, because it was so exciting. I lost.
It was. It was very, like...
And remember they would stop the countdown? They would go back to, you know, like when that started, like, you know, how many hours before, and...
Mm-hmm.
And then they were doing
I loved the part of the name game. It's going to go to Sonny Corinthos Jr.
I loved when Lulu and Carly were, you know, the Metro calling. Sonny and Carly, you know, were protecting Lulu along with Spinelli. Mm-hmm. I mean, those scenes were so... good, and the thought of, oh my God, we are trapped here, we are gonna die, we are fucked. And when Jason came in and saved the day, and
he always saved the day.
But when
it was so funny because Carly was in trouble, and I'm like checking my imaginary clock, and they're like, watch, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just waiting for Jason to come save her.
He's got a saver.
I mean, what I liked about that was, in a way, I liked how Jason scooped up Liz and, you know, took her in the elevator. Spinelli got Lulu, and Sunny had Carly. And
was exciting. They all had the women, yeah.
Yeah, what I loved was all of the guys knew. Okay, we're going to have to save them right now, you know, and how, you know.
And how hard would it be for Jason? Because there was a lot of people that he loved in that hotel, you know, in the lobby. You know, it's like, who do I say first, you know? It was just like, because you had Sonny and you had Carly, you had Lisbeth, you know, you had Sam. Emily.
Oh, my God, that's right. Emily, his father, Alan.
Yeah, he had everyone. But what I loved about it was Liz called him, you know, she snuck it. And, you know, they could see what was going on in Spinelli and Jason, you know, went there and broke in. And I'm like, it was just waiting for the hero to come in because I'm like, okay, he's going to kill everyone. And then when the reveal, he was very Zach. Oh, my God, I could have killed him.
Oh, I know. That was such,
you know,
because you're saying, who is he?
And it was so funny because the whole time before, you know, they explained Mr. Craig was Jerry Jack. So I was like, okay, hold up. How did Carly and Sonny not know that was Jerry Jack? This is before, you know, we're like, he had plastic surgery.
Surgery, the different face, yeah.
Because I'm like, Carly's mother was engaged to him, so she had interaction with him. And Sonny's the one that got Jerry out of Port Charles in 99 when he got busted for RICO charges. It was Jason and Sonny that got him out of the country.
Right.
Like, so before it was revealed that it was plastic surgery, I was like, how did those two not know? Out of all of these people, and a lot of, you know, and not just those two, but a lot of people should have known that was Jerry Jack. But then they're like, well, he had plastic surgery. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Everybody that comes back as a different actor usually has plastic surgery on the soaps, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because...
It's a way to explain it. But nobody seemed to know. Everybody seemed to be shocked that was Jerry. I was shocked. Usually I can figure those things out. I had no clue.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I can too. And when it was Jerry, I'm like, oh my
God. Oh my God. I know.
Well,
that
then I
was
got really mad.
One of my favorite Jerry moments has to be when Jason was on trial and Carly and Jerry went to search for Alcazar being alive or whatever. And they had their little moment, and he kissed her. I was like, I'm going to hell, but I would shit that. I loved Laura and Sebastian and scenes together. They just, well, Laura can have, you know, be next to a tree and just have chemistry.
She has chemistry with everybody, Laura, right? Yeah, she's good with everybody she plays.
You know,
with.
Becky's the same way. It's like, put her next to a tree and she can have chemistry, you know. Everybody would fall in love with the tree and, you know, Elizabeth.
Yeah, those actresses are able to, whoever they're with, they're good. You
it's
know,
like,
whatever
oh
scene
God.
They have.
That's so wrong, but man, that's so right.
Yeah, I love those two, Carly and Elizabeth.
Yeah, those are my two favorites, and everybody knows those, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
I think
so hard.
I would say those are my two favorite women, too.
Carly.
Well, yeah, mine too.
Well, I mean, if you go for some of the older women, I love Diane Miller, I love Alexis. You know, if we're talking some of the a little bit older group, but if you're talking the younger, then I would, well, yeah, then I would say Carly and Elizabeth.
40s, yeah, I'd say 30-40 between, because Elizabeth's
between
like
both of them. Then if we're going into the 50s, I'd say Alexis and Diane, they're phenomenal actresses.
I liked Diane until she decided to stab both Sonny and Jason in the back after defending them for so how many years?
Well, she did work for them for quite a while. Yeah, she did.
You know, it's just like, it was just out of left field, you know, her betraying both of them. And it's just like, really? Seriously? And how long did you defend them for? Okay.
Because I think they had to do something with Diane now since Jason is dead, supposedly, quote, unquote.
I know, but I have not been impressed with Diane because, you know what, see, you know, if you go on Fingo side and all that, that is not nice.
Well, yes, she did defend a crazy lunatic, but I just mean her acting during the, you know,
yeah.
Everything she does,
yeah.
She's like unbelievable. She's a great actor, Callahan. She can pull off any scene. But yeah, I mean, they had to do something with her.
Her and Alexis were hilarious in scenes together.
I love their friendship. Yeah,
I
love their friendship. Yeah, me too. We don't see much of it lately. We don't see them as, like, hanging out as girlfriends anymore, really, too much.
Well, because I think they kind of had their own little divide when, you know, see Representative Silas and, you know, Alexis was doing Waif. Remember? I mean, that was a little drop in a... In Alexis's face.
So that's sort of their, well, yeah, so right now they're, well, they didn't have a fight or anything, but they're not really showing too many scenes with the two of them.
No.
Mm-hmm. But I liked Jerry and Alexis. Not a lot of people liked them too. I did. I loved Sebastian and Nancy and scenes together. I thought they were crazy anyway.
Yeah, they were. They had good comedy, too. Yeah, good comedic scenes.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's so dark during that time, and then it's like a bright light, you know, between the two of them. And then Diane always trying to tell Alexis not to, you know.
And Diane was very funny with, well, either actress, but, you know, Kate Carney, Megan Ward, or Kelly Sullivan, because she always wanted some of her couture.
Yeah.
Clearly, her a new design. And
oh,
she She was funny about the clothes and the shoes. Yeah,
scenes has to be when she's in court and she goes on her rant about shoes, and the look on Rick's face is like, really?
About the shoes, yeah. Yeah,
like,
that was
and
funny.
And the look on Rick's face was just priceless. He's like, what?
The shoes, yeah. You know, she's a shoeaholic. Yeah, she can completely forget her law at that point, and she can go on
on a rant about shoes. Yeah,
Someone.
She's funny.
She was. She's great. It was funny. It was hilarious.
She has some priceless scenes.
And then you had Max and Diane, which I loved. And
yeah.
Like, walking in on them having sex, and she goes, "My eyes, my eyes."
I loved when Diane was with Max. Did you girls like that?
Oh, my God. That's
what
another
I was just...
one. Carly walked in on Max and Diane.
No,
yeah.
It was Alexis that walked in on Diane and see.
Yes,
she
did.
Carly had.
Was it Alexis?
It was Alexis. What? She goes, "My eyes, my eyes."
No, no.
Funny.
Carly did too.
Okay.
And Sunny did too. Sunny did too. She walked out on.
I
he
remember
walked out
Sunny.
On his patio, and they're like having sex on the patio.
That was funny with Sunny. Yeah, that was. Oh my God. Yeah, that was a funny scene. I love them together. I hated when they broke them up. That was talk about comedy. The show needed some, and they were excellent.
And then when Max's dad came into town and he was the boss for 3 days.
Oh, my God. That was my favorite. I just mentioned that not that long ago, that was one of my favorite scenes when the father.
Yeah.
Well, he's the father. And Jason's taking orders from him. It was hysterical.
And then Carly walked in and was like, "What the hell?" And then she's like, "Okay, I'm dating Max." You know, and Diane's all bad.
What's going on here? That was funny. Jason take, oh my God. And they were all going along
then,
with it.
And then Jason, Max and Milo's dad slapped Jason upside the head, and Diane, Max, and Milo do the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil in the background. They're like, did he just slap Jason?
Oh, I know. If he knew who Jason was, he wouldn't have slapped him.
That
was funny.
Because in the background, you have Max, Milo, and Diane doing the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
That was, I know. Wasn't that a riot? Oh, my God. That was funny.
Oh.
They should have kept
it
them
was.
Together, but I don't know. I think she wasn't going to be in it that much.
Yeah, and
that time.
She went over, she left for a while, and she went to
True
Blood.
She was doing
Cougar
Town and
True Blood and all that. Like, she left for a while.
Yeah, I didn't see her for a while.
Because she left the show and wanted to do other things, and then I guess they had her back, and
so that's why they
like,
probably broke them up temporarily anyway. Well, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem like they would be getting back together now. But they were a good couple. That was very funny.
They were funny.
You need a little comedy, you know. You need something funny, something light.
Mm-hmm. See,
well,
and,
yeah,
and
I mean.
That's kind of why I like
yeah, it was
the
funny.
Whole, I like the whole, the Spinelli, Dylan, and Milo chasing after Lulu. Because it's just so funny, because they're all fighting for Lulu's attention, you know.
Oh,
and
they all
like,
wanted Lulu. Yeah, that was hysterical.
Oh, my God, it was so funny. Because I'm like, I loved, and that's when I fell in love with Lulu and Milo.
I
love
Spinelli.
But I loved Lulu and Spinelli's friendship. I absolutely did, and I always have.
They were cute. Yeah, they were cute also together.
They were so funny.
They never developed that into anything more than a friendship, but they were cute together.
Yeah.
But then when he started with Maxie, I mean, I did like the chemistry with him and Maxie.
Yes, Fixie. I love Fixie. Fixie is my favorite.
I hope they'll get back.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a
Fixie
while now.
Jolu are my other babies, Johnny and Lulu.
I just want them to get back, have their little girl, and then, of course, Dante and Lulu need their boy, and this is going to take a while.
Oh, yeah.
How long are they going to drag this, Kyle, do you think, before
Lulu?
Probably
into November, sweeps.
November, okay, so then we have a couple more months. Yeah,
I think
November
sweeps are, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would, yeah, because, of course, they want everything exciting to come out during sweep.
Well, yeah, that's why I think it will be November sweeps.
So then that's going to be a big revelation, and
okay,
they don't have the right baby.
I was going to say November sweeps or February sweeps, you know, how they do it in February, too.
I hope we don't have to wait till February. I hope they'll do it. We'll finally November.
Yeah.
At least if some of this comes out. And
yeah,
everybody gets the right baby.
At this point, Maxie knows, Spinelli knows, and Ellie knows. So it's like...
Maxie, Spinelli,
you know,
and Ellie. Yeah, right. The three of them know.
You know,
yeah, Maxie's only three
acting
that
all
know
crazy as is right now.
Of course, Britt knows, too.
Mm-hmm.
Britt knows, too, but she's has enough trouble, so she's probably not going to tell anybody.
She's in enough trouble.
She has her own trouble.
Yeah.
So you're right. Probably November sweeps. Yeah, Carly is right. Yeah, I'm sure she's right. So we'll have another couple of months to go on. That's
going
to be hard.
We better go before Blog Talk kicks us off.
Before they kick us off, we can talk about soaps till we go, huh?
After almost 3 hours, and you know they were doing about 10 minutes or whatever, they were yank us off. They were really unbelievable.
Oh, they yank you off. Okay. All right. Well, listen, it was nice to talk to you girls. Have a good week.
Yes, it's always fun to talk to you guys, and I enjoy it. And
we'll look forward to next week with Sean Kanan.
Well.
Carly will have another successful interview.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Cecily, if Andy or Spencer gets it on Big Brother, I will end up wanting to kill someone. So you will know before I will know next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Who gets it? So warn me. Warn me.
Yes, I
like,
will.
And Carly, don't jump on the bed.
Yeah.
I know. No
jumping.
No more jumping.
No more
okay.
Jumping on the bed.
I know. I'm in bed. But okay, see you guys next week.
Okay, have a good
all
week,
right,
everybody.
Yeah,
take it easy. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.